that nigga. Yeah. Is this the illest nigga in Nebraska? What? Is you bout it, fool?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm, every day I'm.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
What is it? They don't like the Charlottes? You like the Charlottes?
The unified WBA, WBC, and IBF 154-pound champion of the world.
I'm happy. I'm angry. I'm passionate.
The WBC middleweight champion of the world.
No, I think you're a great fighter. And
I
like,
know that. I know that already.
They say, oh, the Charlottes ain't fought nobody. Duh, because they don't want to fight them. Fighters, come on.
Like I said, I went to the top already. I seen the bottom before. At the top, I seen the bottom. I went back down to the bottom and shot back the fuck back up. Now what they mad at me for?
It's not like old school boxing. For the best, fight the best no more. This is about politics. This is about who you know, who you are, who, if you got a crowd behind you. Sit your ass in your way decision. Let's see if you can be one of them. Because fucking with me, you gonna get knocked the fuck off. I'm a knockout on it, bitch.
If we stand by lines only, just like we made this up, we're going to ride with it. We're going to ride with it to the day we die.
Jermell. Jamal. Charlo.
FCS Promotions.
Yo, that lion sounds horrible. Sticky Paws, can you get us some lion growling audio from your friends at the lion habitat over there?
Right on it. We'll get right on that.
Live, right now. Like, that should sound like a fucking horror movie. A bad one. Black and white at that. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. First and foremost, what up, Daniel Alvarez? You are like, we got to call you Mile High Danny. You can't just be Ringwalk, bro. Like, one day he's in a state, the next day he's in another.
Word.
How was L.A.? L.A., big city of dreams.
That's New York, bro. But L.A.
Is it?
Absolutely.
No, it's L.A., L.A., big city of dreams.
No, but New York is considered the city of dreams.
I think you're saying that because you already live on the West. Pretty sure everybody goes to L.A. with their dreams.
Nah,
yeah.
It's New York. But
nah,
okay.
New York's, actually, I'm going to be real. New York's phrase is actually, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. Can't change people's phrases. L.A. is big city of dreams, because that's where, you know, all the movies happen. But New York, if you can make in New York, then you can make it anywhere. You feel me? That's why I'm here, baby. Tri-state baby in this motherfucker. Yo, shout out to St. Louis Red. He's always super chatting. We finally got to put a face to the super chat, and he's in the building. I don't know if you're going to make a presence, but you can. You can pull up that chair whenever you are. Go around that way. Yeah. Yeah. Yo, everybody watching probably thought they're like, I directed them down another hallway and shit. Go down that way. But, yes, man, we're here to discuss this beautiful fight. Lord, how did it look to you, Danny, live? Did you have the ability to actually watch it? Do you think that you, you know, were able to see it clearly enough? Because I know there was a lot happening, a lot of superstars in the building. It looked like a jam-packed house. I don't know. So I'm sure, you know, you could have maybe missed something. But if not, tell me. How was it?
No, the fight was sensational. And I'm glad that it changed venue for the rematch because it was what they call it, the war grounds. It was a war.
Mm.
You know, it was a war, and it was a very entertaining fight. I had a great seat. I was able to score. You know how it is when you watch a fight live, you always miss a punch depending on your angle. But, yeah, I had.
So you were able to score. Yeah. What you scored it?
I had a 6-3 Charlo.
Oh, because of the stoppage. That's right.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know.
Three. Which three did you give Castaño? I gave Castaño one. Can't remember. Bo has my card, but okay. He's not here yet.
I can tell you for sure I didn't give him the first two.
Really? You tripping. I was actually mad to see Steve Farhood give Charlo the first three. That was insane. Charlo, to me, you know, it was about the third where he turned the tide, you know. It's arguable if he won that second, you know. I wouldn't be mad with anybody that had it 1-1 mm-hmm. going into the third. But I think Charlo definitely won the third. And the fourth. We already got a soupy.
Yep, we got Jay Rose with a $5 super chat that says, off topic, but can I get a overdose on you to start it off right?
Damn. Can't. Why are you doing that to my mans in them, man?
To who?
Him, he know. He trying to make Wilder get that million spins.
Oh, my God.
Another one.
No, they don't want to see us win.
Sing along if you know the words.
Oh.
All I need is one.
Girl, you know I wanna kiss you, girl. This shit is hot, though. I wonder what's gonna sound like when it's. I wonder what's gonna sound like when it's actually mixed and mastered and shit.
Yo, and then I saw that they've been in the studio. I heard some other shit too.
Who?
Wilder.
Oh,
Wilder and Marsalis.
Oh, they going for a duet.
I don't know what they doing.
Okay.
I don't know.
Did your bro ever make his decision on taking the mushrooms and?
Nah.
Getting back in the ring.
Not yet, man. We, you know, it's funny you bring that up. Who was I with yesterday? They said the same exact thing. Like, yo, did Wilder have the ayahuasca? Oh, it was Raul. Raul came in. Shout out to Raul from Phoenix. We got to meet him. He wasn't here for that, man. He wanted you to sign a little TBV poster he had.
Oh, damn.
It wasn't little at all. It was huge.
It was a big poster.
It was 4x4.
Damn.
Yeah. 4x4.
So it was just like the logo. It was like a picture of you. Oh,
just the logo.
Thought it was like a picture of you.
Huge. Yeah, man. So what you think? I mean, what you think of the performance? I know you said 6-3, but.
Nah, 6-3, 5-4.
Oh, that close, really? 5-4? Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Four rounds? Really?
6-3, 5-4. Yeah, I don't
know. Wow, 4 out of 9? Yeah. I mean, you know I ain't going to lie. I did see some crazy people having it that way, but
I'm going to be honest with you.
I ain't have it that way.
It was, it's hard live. It's hard live.
Yeah.
And it was some rounds I'm like, oof, that was close.
Uh-huh.
And then it was some round I was like, that was.
Because I could imagine that round where Castaño rallied very, very, very late. He rallied like boom, boom, like a good flurry. That probably people scored it for him, but on TV, that man wasn't landing none of that
shit.
Yeah,
so it was some rounds like that, and I'm like, bro, like, I was still a Charlo round, right? And other media members around me, I'm just overhearing them. I'm Castaño.
What was Coppinger saying? Because he went in on Coppinger, and I'm not saying what did Coppinger say to make him go in. I'm saying, what was he? Could you hear him live since he was sitting behind you? Could you, like... You said you were hearing media members. Do you know? No.
Oh, like during the fight?
Yeah, like what he was scoring it, how do you think it was going? Because he did favor Castaño, so maybe he, of all people, was maybe shouting out rounds that Castaño was
actually,
winning.
He actually had it wide for Charlo.
Me too.
Yeah, he actually had it wide.
Me too, man. It was a good fight. He boxed so well. And it's funny because on the previews and predictions show, you know, I said that. I said, you know, this guy, we forget that before he got with Derrick James, he was an excellent boxer. It was obviously getting with Derrick James that the perception of him has changed. And even in his mind, you heard the intro. He said,
"I'm a knockout artist."
Exact. Thank you. So, you know, and then he lived up to it last night. You know, that left hook was landing all night. And then he was looking for it. It's part of the game plan, and it seemed like, because he was looking for it all night. I mean, he was letting it go all night looking for that counter. And it finally landed. And it was such a beautiful shot. You don't even really get to admire it until probably the last replay of the night, where they show you the right side of Castaño, so you actually see where that left hook lands, because they showed the replay from the opposite side so many times that you didn't even know. Like, I'm like, damn, did he hit his nose? Like,
let me tell you, you know how it is. People try to spot shit, and you think you know shit, and you get what I'm saying? And somebody, a media guy's like, is Castaño's ankle, do they look like, you know, hurt to you? And I'm looking, and boom, he goes down. And it's the way he goes down. I'm like, his ankle gave out.
Yo, it's funny because live, I'm like, he crumbled. It felt like a cookie crumbling. He just went down. Like the way they put explosive in a building and it just goes straight down. I'm like, and it was such a late effect to the shot that it made it all that more beautiful. Because he was still in his high guard, and his legs just gave out. He could just go straight down, and he's truly hurt. Like, it was so crazy to me, because it was like, and you see, I know people are going to be like, oh, there goes Ness. You know, he's a fucking Wilder fan. But this goes to show you that the Wilder Malik Scott shit is real. Because when they finally turned that replay in the manner that you can see it, he fucking blocked that shot. It partially went in, and it hit him right here, like right here on that forehead, like bam, right there. But he still had his guard up. You understand? It just landed just enough right here. Like, the glove was right there, but it still landed right here. Is it set? No, because I couldn't believe it. It was such a perfect shot. Man. Yo, don't hate. That was a beautiful shot, right, man. But, you know, the good with the bad, man. You know, it was a lot of Charlo acting out last night. You know, big Charlo and little Charlo. I mean, I seen the press conference. How did, yo, and, I, you know, I'm not asking this to make Coppinger hate us, but, like, how did he react? Because that was... Those two reporters, one got assaulted physically by a Charlo. The other one got assaulted verbally by a Charlo. So it's like, I've been in that situation. You know what I'm saying? You can't really do much. What are you going to do? Lash out and be blacklisted. Now everything is blamed on you. You know, this guy smacked his camera. Dude jerked back. You know, so it's like, now everybody's looking at you. I'm from the inner city, so I'm going back to fucking high school. There's like, oh, you know, everybody's every time you see somebody talking, you think it's about you. So I just want to know, how was that tension? And I don't know, what did you hear? Because that was pretty crazy, man.
So the post-fight press conference was in the tent, right? Outside the arena, you know, and it was pretty big, but it was a lot of fucking people.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, you know, Ennis just finished up.
Let me interrupt. Is it like those white tents that they put outside the
exactly,
MGM?
Okay. Exactly. So, and
those are huge.
They come
air conditioned and everything. That ain't no tent.
Not maybe quite as big, but just.
Oh, it didn't have AC?
Yeah, it had AC and everything. But what I'm saying is same style tent, maybe not quite as big, mm-hmm. but it was still a lot of people because, you know, by the time Charlo got to the press conference, both Castaño and Ennis had already gone. So there were still people like kind of from the camps and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Plus obviously all of their people. And it was a lot of fucking people. It was a lot of people. I was stuck in the back. I didn't see shit.
Wow. So you didn't see the fight in the crowd either. There was a fight that took over. Everybody, even people were recording it.
So yes, I know what you're talking about, mm-hmm. but somebody asked me about it, and what I was saying, whenever there's fights in crowded places, you may not see punches, but you'll see the crowd will shift.
Mm-hmm,
it's not like it stays still. It always moves in directions, right?
Yep.
That shit was stationary.
Okay.
Like, I didn't see people moving. I didn't see no punches thrown. I had a pretty damn good seat. And, you know, thankfully it was in between rounds, so I'm looking. And then the round started. I'm like, man, that's some bullshit. I went back to watching the fight. So yeah, I don't know what that was about. Unless there was something that they showed on TV, then yeah.
So what was up with that Australian? Because he's Australian. Mm-hmm. Like, why'd he get his camera smacked?
I guess they didn't appreciate, you know, Tim Zhu being brought up during Jermell's moment. I don't know.
I'm lost.
Wow.
Because, like, that was a question.
Let me just show everybody what we're talking about. Give me a few
seconds.
I'm going
to be honest.
Here.
I still haven't seen it.
What?
I still haven't.
You're going to love this because, not because it's funny, because it's not funny. Because, again, I put myself in this situation, which I have been, and it's just like, oh, my God. What do you do in this situation, right? Like, you're embarrassed for the rest of the night, without a doubt.
Let me take it back.
Because you can't do shit.
Yeah, let me take it back. I've had those moments as well, Ness. Let me take it back. I saw a video, and from the angle of that video, you couldn't see if Jermall,
well, let me show you. Let me
Jermall
show you.
Smacked it.
Oh, no. No. Like, when I seen this video, and crazy enough, it's Fight Stars that has it. When I seen this video, I'm like, dude's looking for a lawsuit. Like, Kanye's been sued for less than this. Watch. George, anytime.
I'm a long looking ass nigga.
Look, so he coming at him already, aggression, calling him Macaulay Culkin.
Knock his ass out.
Look, knock his ass out.
Home alone looking ass nigga.
Home alone looking ass. Look, watch. Look. So, damn, my bad. I'm going to go back. But he says, you a bitch, then smacks his camera. Mm. Go again.
I'm a long looking ass nigga.
Now, I can't make out what the Australian dude says after he gets there. He's like, you a bitch. They smack me like, so Australia's like, blah, 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 blah. You know, you can't hear shit. I'm dying to understand it, though.
I don't know, man, because looking at it kind of looks like when Jermall motions, the Australian guy kind of flinches, and that's what, like.
You crazy? You don't hear the slap of the camera? Stop playing, man. Look at you. I hear you. I see you, Danny. Look. See? Don't lie. Look, watch it's a double left. Okay? It's a double left. So he goes like this. Look, he raises the left and says, you a bitch, then. So it's like, it's almost like jab hook. You know what I'm saying? You a bitch. Bang! Feel me? He turned it over. That's that boxer in him. And one more time. Yo, and then my man eyebrows. Yo, but I swear, after that, I would have been embarrassed as hell. Like, what are you going to do now? You know what I'm saying? So that's crazy. So you saying that's because he brought up Tim Zhu. Bro, this is crazy. You can't do your job. This is why I don't go, man.
You can't
bring
up a boxer.
No, because you know what? Because you're a hater, because you're bringing up another man when it's my brother's moment.
So,
I'd rather not go, man. So, it's dangerous over there.
So we can pull it up. I remember it was like a 3-question, and it was like, you know, congratulations. It was something along these lines,
mm-hmm.
right? Don't quote me. It was something like along the lines of like, congratulations. I don't know if you knew, but Tim Zhu was in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you think about a fight with, you know, Tim Zhu, whatever.
Oh, so some normal shit.
Perfectly reasonable.
And he's the mandatory.
And then... you know, Jermell said whatever he said, you know, whatever he thought about Tim Zhu. And then, like, the reporter comes back. He's like, well, Tim Zhu thinks this and this and this about you, basically. And then that's when Jermall, you know, was upset. Like I said, I was in the back. I'm fucking trying to look over shit, so.
Do you want to see Jermell fight Tim Zhu next?
Jermell fight Tim Zhu next. Sure.
Is that a poll?
Sure.
That is a poll, man. We're going to keep the same options because he won in a fantastic fashion. So I don't think anyone wants the rematch. No one is looking for a trilogy. I don't think Castaño did enough. So we can move on from the trilogy. We're going to put Terrence Crawford at the tippity top. I think that's the biggest fight. I do not think Tim Zhu is the biggest fight. I do not think who's the other guy that's out there at 54?
Fundora.
Yeah. Hell no. I don't think he's the bigger fight. Are those entertaining? They both super entertaining. But I think Crawford is more established. He's the bigger name in boxing. So I think that can be a bigger fight. Plus, you know, depending on how the cookie crumbles and how that fight plays out, right, it could be possibly Crawford-Charlo for both undisputed. You know, it's like fucking 10 belts.
That'll be crazy.
You know, 5-5. You know what I mean? Like,
what are you talking about, bro?
If he beats Earl, he's undisputed.
Correct.
Somehow Charlo, in a perfect world, doesn't get stripped. He's still undisputed. Terrence now challenges Jermell
for all the belts.
For all the belts plus the rings.
That's not how it works, bro, because...
Enlighten us, Danny. You got to choose a weight.
Because Crawford is the one moving up.
Uh-huh.
So he can't defend his belts at 47 when he's at 54.
He ain't got to. He's going to move up like Canelo did, remain undisputed at 47, challenge Jermell for his 54-pound undisputed.
Yeah.
But the night of the weigh-in, he got his 5 belts. I got my 5 belt. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, but you just said it would be like 9-10 belts on the line. I'm like,
no, I mean, they're going to show him. I mean, Crawford's going to – he got all the belts. He ain't going to come with his belts. They be bringing it. I mean, the last time I checked, I'm pretty sure we could pull up footage of the Porter fight with Bernie with both of the rings.
Nah.
I mean, theoretically.
The way you made it sound, I thought you were saying that.
That he could win them.
Yeah.
No, I didn't mean that, but I'm sorry if it sounded that way.
Yeah, my bad.
Maybe it did. Maybe if you didn't stop me, I probably would have thought he could win them. But no, I don't think that's what I was thinking.
I mean, what is Charlo get out of the situation, though? Like, I want to see the fight, of course, but.
Money and I mean, because look, if you beat Earl now, Charlo can't deny you. Mm-hmm. Right now, Charlo just said before this fight, like on a Friday, he said, don't talk to me about Crawford. He ain't even in my fucking division, yada, yada. But if you beat Earl, you can't even deny him the fight now. And Earl himself said, take me out the list. I don't care if y'all take me out the list, but put Charlo on the pound for pound. Which is something that we need to talk about, and I'm sure we'll talk about it all week because pound for pound has become the new hot topic around here. I don't know that we should get into pound for pound today because it usually takes over.
Today just a recap.
Yeah, it should be recapping and congratulating. It's cool to think about what he's going to do next or want to know what he's going to do next, but like, I think that toxic conversation about where he belongs in pound for pound, we need to save that for a nice – boring Monday, since Mondays are nice and long, because let me tell you, I've seen some shit out there. You know, people are already making lists.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting crazy already.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting quite crazy.
Speaking of making lists, this score back call, where y'all at, man? Y'all, what the analytics, y'all supposed to be doing something, providing
Charlo don't bring them out like my man's in them, man. You know, it's just slightly different.
Bro. You was right the whole time, and I'm really sad that
look,
y'all not coming out for the unified champion, Charlo. You know what I'm saying? Y'all's guy.
Undisputed.
I ain't going to say he not my guy. Nothing
yeah,
like that.
Undisputed.
I see the head honcho, he here. He obviously.
Not
the girl, but
you know what I'm saying?
Sorry about that.
Everybody
George.
Else just missing, bro, and that's sad.
I mean, you know, we
Canelo
just getting
fight,
warmed up.
All there.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, people love to hate more than they love to congratulate. You ain't noticed that?
That's what I'm noticing, and I'm sad that I'm actually getting to see it firsthand because I just didn't expect it to be this way. I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think of Boots' performance?
You talking about the punch behind the ear?
Why are you saying that?
I watched it on replay. It was right here.
You can't pull up one replay that is behind the ear.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad you got something in your pocket that's still going to look false. Bro, people
put it up on the laptop and screen share it.
I'm finna send it. I can't because I can't screen share from
my
man.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry.
That's right.
Send it however you want. We're going to show it.
We're going to show it.
Everybody wants to say Boots hitting people behind the head. First of all, why Castillo put his head down? Why you put your head down? What do you think is going to happen to the punch that's coming straight and you duck down? You know what I'm saying? But I don't feel that it was behind the head at all. I feel it was like right here, like, you know what I'm saying? Right at the top. Right at the top. Nice top of the head shot. Which is supposed to be the hardest part of the body. I don't know how that happened.
What? It's behind the head, bro.
Let's see. I want you to be right. Get that controversy going. That'll be two shots that's controversial, man. I mean, you know, Delorme tried to contest the last one. That didn't work out. So, but Clayton was not, I mean, he was all smiles. I don't know what you could see from ringside, but, man, I ain't never seen nobody more happy for a fight to be over, I swear.
Yeah, I actually interviewed. I interviewed one of his corner men, Bobby McRoy, after the fight, and, you know, they just felt that they couldn't get that jab established. And
he never let his hands go. Listen, and that's what I was saying during a live fight chat. Like, if you don't eventually let your hand, like, you're just going to end up being outboxed for Torah, because Boots was just keeping him so busy. All he was doing was staying on defense because there was so many shots coming at him. Do we get to Medine Flacco?
No, we got a couple super chats to get to. Let me start.
It looks like, let's start from the beginning. Did y'all get to that Mad Bent? I see Mad Bent.
I know you read one Mad Bent.
You show?
Nah.
We're going to go for the beginning. Yeah. Mad Bent says, thank you, Charlo, for the payday. Jerry and Yoka
payday.
Messing up payday. My vegan diet with the crow. Then we got Mike Henry. Shout out to Mike Henry. I think that's our barbecue guy. He said, what up, fellas? I see him going to 160. Oh, he's talking about Mel.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. I seen a screenshot, so I don't know how real this is. You were at the press conference. Did Jamal tell anyone that he was moving up so that his brother could move up, so that his brother could reign at 160? Is a quote going around on a screenshot that Jamal is allegedly quoting, saying, I'm going to move up to 168 so my brother could reign at 160. You know, I don't want him to make 154 no more. He already undisputed. I don't know. But if that's true,
I don't know.
That's what I want. I want him to go to 168, and, yeah, let Jermell go to 160. He could easily challenge anybody as the undisputed champion at 54. He could challenge Triple G right now as the WBA champ. He could challenge anybody. Whoever got the WBO, he could challenge. He could challenge whoever he want. Oh, he could challenge Andre with the WBO. He could challenge whoever he want right now. All he got to do is ask.
What you think of that Andre's fight being
that
canceled?
I told you. Actually, I told y'all here on the show, but I don't know if it was you I was talking to yesterday or someone else where I'm like, half of my theory is there. I said that this fight wouldn't happen and that he would end up with PBC. Now the fight not only got postponed and now it's terminated and canceled.
Yeah.
So last piece of the puzzle is him signing the PBC. So let's see. That would be great for him, you know. That would be great for him. We got Medin Flacco that says, fight of the year. Definitely a fantastic fight. Definitely. From the beginning to the end, I don't think it had any really lows in it at all. It was a fantastic fight.
Yeah, no, let me tell you, majority of the fight people was on their feet.
Mm.
You know, the crowd was loud. The crowd was into it. So I seen CYP fucking with the people. Mm-hmm. Bro, he kept fucking with the Argentines. I'm like, bro, one of these guys finna swing on them. I kept saying it. They gonna snake them.
Motherfucking Charlo was swinging. Charlo went in there with a mentality like, if you hit me, I gotta hit you back. If you hit me, I got to hit you back. It was crazy, man. And one, he went like, you know what I'm saying? He tried to go for a right, and he just ran into a right, and he didn't. And I expected for him to be hurt because it's like you're bringing force to an already force coming at you. Man, he was eating everything. That man's chin is underrated.
So damn,
has he ever been down?
Who's that?
Jermell.
Mel?
I don't think he ever been down, right? Harrison never put him down?
Not that I recall.
That dude chin is underrated. We got to start talking about his chin being up there with Triple G.
Great
he
chin.
Took some shots
and
in that fight.
He didn't even have a stain on him, not a mark,
nope.
Not a bruise, not nothing.
Nothing, man. He was and he was a dog in there. You know, he boxed when he had to, but every now and then he wanted to exchange with Castaño, man. It was crazy.
The only thing you could criticize about that fight last night was the clinching, which was ended up being a tactic. The clinching.
He stopped it, though.
Charlo wanted to exchange.
He stopped it. He did it for a few rounds, and it's crazy you bring it up because I brought it up, and I compared it to Kell Brook, because Kell Brook would do that in the Porter fight. You know, he would throw off his shot, 1-2, boom, grab you and fucking negate all your energy and every plan you had.
And that is a good strategy early on in the fight when the opponent has a lot of energy, especially when they're a combination puncher as well and they get in the inside, you could get caught.
And
to neglect that or to neutralize that, he clinched early on, and it ended up being a good tactic that
And it's crazy because Castaño did look tired. He did, you know, seem to have gas.
Yo, and I think a lot of it, too, that people are giving him credit or not, but that I saw a male dude that I liked, bro, he kept going to that body, kept shooting to the body periodically.
Yep.
It wasn't as consistent as it looked alive, I guess. You know, he didn't use the jab much either. I mean, look, I guess he lived up to his words, right? Like, he said he wanted a knockout, and he said he didn't want to go overtime. But I wanted him to use the jab a little bit more. I felt like he was just range finding with it. He wasn't really popping it or snapping it. You're right. Every now and then he would shoot it to the body, but not nearly as much as he could have. I gave him credit live, and I'll say it again. That man had amazing stamina because he moved all night. He boxed. He boxed and won that fight. You know, he may think he's a puncher, and he did, you know, by knocking him out. But, like, He got that by boxing. Even though his jab wasn't as, you know, as beautiful as I would wanted him to use it, it wasn't as snappy. He was still using it to stop Castaño from coming forward because he was just a smaller man. Like, Mel could literally put his jab out there on some stiff arm shit and stop him from coming forward, you know. But I wanted him to use it more like Devin Haney, snap it, and then every now and then, you know, kind of tap on that high guard to loop around because Castaño was just coming forward with a high guard. Yo, what's up with Canelo, Castaño, and Oscar Valdez? Like, are they not watching the fights the week before they fight?
Mexican style.
That shit, no, because he's Argentine. That shit's stupid, though. Like, they just give you your forehead. Like, here's my forehead. And it's like, bro, if you got a jab, you just...
Triple G, Kazakhstanian, but it's still Mexican style, or was when he was with Abel Sanchez anyway.
Mm-hmm. Can't be Mexican style with John Banks.
Eric Amaskua, and it says, yo, what's good? This Eric. I had Pacquiao son and Heron about you guys. I don't know. Who
you
yeah, 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 yeah. Shout yeah. you guys out.
Yeah, okay, that's Eric with the bald head, with all the jewelry and shit.
Okay, he was the guy like Cruz or something like that
on the
IG. They were tagging us.
No.
Yeah, that was him. Yeah, it's the same dude that me and you was talking about the other day.
And me and our crew or something.
From the MGM Devin Haney fight.
Yeah. But he said he had him shout us out last night. Sorry, I missed you, Danny. Last night was great.
It was. I definitely seen the Pacquiao son shout out. We got Oscar with a $4.99.
He said after yesterday's performance, this Charlo should shot for PP.
who's got the initials PP?
I think he should be like
Paul
pound
Price
for pound or something.
Nah, Paul Price.
Paul Pierce?
After yesterday's performance, this Charlo should shot for PP.
And he meant to say shoot for...
Pound for pound.
It's got to be a name. Paul the Punisher Crow. Punisher Paul Crow. Nah, I don't know what he's saying, bro.
I don't know either. I think he means to be pound for pound, though.
Mm.
Then we got Tino the Great with the $4.99. Said, you think Castaño showing up late gave him a hard time to get started, or was it Mel's movement that wore him out?
It was a combination. It wasn't just Mel's movement. It was, you know, Mel working off that movement. He was countering him, bro. He was countering with that left hook a lot. You know, every now and then he would lead with a left hook to the body, double that shit. You know, he was doing a lot. And the 1-2 was on. You know, the 1-2 was on. He didn't really throw any threes because he didn't need to. He would lead with a three, but he didn't even, you know, he really didn't use 1-2-3. It was just straight 1-2s, 1-2s, boy.
He was throwing a lot of punches from awkward positions as well. Like, he'd be going, ducking down or rolling. And
He'll roll and come up with a shot. Yeah, he definitely surprised
us. He did not mean pound for pound. He meant pay-per-view.
Shoot for pay-per-view.
Well, they did that before. Once.
Yeah.
That was prior to him going undisputed, though.
But that was, but that's the thing. They believed in Charlo Mall. He was the name with Derby and with Korobov.
No. It wasn't Korobov.
It was supposed to be Willie Monroe.
No, it was the Rosario and Jermail, and it was the
Jamal
and Derevyanchenko.
No, man.
Yes.
The pay-per-view?
Bet 100.
Danny,
bet 100.
Don't do it, bro.
The pay-per-view?
Don't do
it.
Man, you wrong.
Bet 100.
You wrong.
Bet 100.
You wrong. You trying to get your money back from Bo?
No, I paid Bo.
Exactly.
You know.
So you trying to get a bet with me? You better.
No.
Better get out of here.
I just know.
I know it was on pay-per-view.
Bro, that shit was on pay-per-view September
26,
2020.
Who? Who, though?
Jermall Charlo and Sergey Derevyanchenko and Jermell and Rosario. Come on, right here.
On the co-main?
It was. I know both of them were on there, and it didn't do too
well.
Bro,
it was a coin flip. That's what decided who went first. It was a coin flip. It wasn't like, oh, this is the bigger fight. It was a coin flip. Because it was Derevyanchenko and Maul main event, and I felt that it should have been Rosario and Mel because I felt that was the better fight.
We got Rodden.
The bigger fight.
With the 199 said, Charlo dared to be great and succeeded, unlike El Nello, laughing emoji. That was a $2 super chat, by the way. Then we got Oscar with the 199 said, pay-per-view, my bad.
You got it. We figured it out.
Followed by another Oscar 299. 199, excuse me, said, no, but Jermell about that business. I don't know about Maul.
Yeah, I mean, Maul, you know, you got to be careful. He out here pretty aggressive.
Hey, Bo, Ness ain't take the bet because he started to read the chat. He like, oh, shit.
What?
I'm wrong on this one.
He ain't even on the chat, man.
At the video I sent with in his punch Castillo behind the head.
I don't see it.
Eric with another super chat, $2 saying. Oh, he messaged the chat.
Man, hell no, they ain't behind the head.
Where it landed?
Like right here, man.
All right.
Even
right, I ain't going to dispute.
Even right here.
Yo, I love how I influence y'all.
What do you mean?
Yo, y'all be picking up on my lingo.
All right.
I don't know what you talking about.
I'm talking shit.
You is talking shit.
But did you watch any other fight from the card yesterday?
Did you? I watched We watched the Zurdo card and
Emiliano Vargas.
Yeah.
Damn, y'all got busy last night, huh?
It was hard to do though. Watch three cards at the same time, and at points, none of the guys were fighting at all.
I promise you that shit. You know what you're looking at? You're looking at the punch before it even land as a punch to say it's behind the head. Show this shit, George. This is crazy, man. And watch everybody still going to agree with you.
St. Louis Red, where it landed.
Oh, wow. I thought it was the top of the head like this was saying.
That is the top of the head. You got to let it land. Don't watch the glove. Watch the way the glove land. Look.
I don't know. George, where did he land?
I don't know. But it's irrelevant. I mean, that was
one more time. One more time. We're going to let George say what he thinks. A good, clean, unbiased opinion.
That's not behind the head.
Thank you.
Not behind the head.
I agree.
Thank you.
All right.
I still want to play. Keep it up one more time, man. I want to see that.
Because look where it land.
That's his.
Look at that. Man.
Yeah, that's the side.
It's back here. Don't get me wrong. It's definitely somewhere in this back ear region.
The back.
Above the ear. Like, it's definitely here. But again.
All right, so I consider.
Don't take it down, George. Don't take it down.
I just consider that behind the head.
He's also low as fuck. Like, that's
it's
not my
fault.
Problem. Like,
yeah, I got you.
Why is your head down there?
Look. See, yeah. I consider like the ear area, like behind, like.
But that's what I thought you were talking about. I considered that
behind the head, but it wasn't a dirty shot.
All right.
When you say behind the head, I was hearing behind the ear. You know what I mean? Which
yeah.
Kind of in that same area.
Slide over just a bit. No, you can. We did it usually yesterday. It's just he's not in the proper. There you go. Now you're in the proper position because this is your camera at all times.
Gotcha. But relevance though, like I mean. That was going to be the result anyway, right? It was going to be a knockout at some point.
It would have been good for it not to have any. To me, there's no controversy there, but I know there are dozens, if not hundred thousands, that may think otherwise, which is funny because in this comment section, I'm not seeing anyone, but there's only three comments here, which is odd.
Yeah, that's just a random Instagrammer.
No, it's not random. That's Woodsy.
Woodsy.
He used to work for ESPN and New York Night at the Fights. That's Woodsy is, oh, my God. What is his name, Danny?
I don't know his name.
Michael Woods. Yeah, that's his real name.
Yeah. Michael Woods. Shout out Woodsy.
Yeah.
With the good content.
He's got a podcast with ESPN and all that stuff.
Ohio Runs Boxing got a $4.99 super chat. Says GGG versus Jermell Charlo. Fight the smaller brother who is more accomplished, so give Jermell his damn payday.
I take it.
See? Did we do a poll? We didn't even put all the options. We forgot.
We got Fundora, Terrence Crawford, Tim Zoo, and Move Up to 160. And Move Up to 160 is leading the poll at...
Move Up to 160 and what? You didn't even put a name.
There's multiple names at 160.
Move Up to 160 and Undisputed.
Boo Boo still technically at 160.
That's why I should have said Move Up to 160.
Fundora is actually now in the lead with 32% of the votes.
Followed, I don't even know why people want that fight.
Followed by Move Up to 160 with 31%.
Don't get me wrong.
Votes.
I like that fight a lot. But for Charlo, is that the biggest next fight available to him? Like someone super chatted.
I mean, Andrade would be the biggest next fight for him, but that's not going to happen.
I don't know about all that.
What you mean? Everybody would.
Man, you know what's the biggest next fight? Crawford. Next definitely. In line is Tim Zoo because he brings international pay-per-view money. Plus, it could possibly be pay-per-view hit. Listen, those son of a legends bring a lot of tickets. When Ricky came here, he brought like 30 for the Mayweather. Look at what Billy Joe and Canelo did. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this guy can be a con and bring some people when he fights, I don't know. And his son, he's the son of Costa Zoo, man. How many Australians we got living here? We did this already, right? There's only 100,000 of them.
It wasn't even 100. It was like 48,000.
No, but ain't he from New Zealand? Like he from New Zealand anyway, and something else. Because he's like half Asian, right? I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Bruh, y'all serious right now?
We got Eric Amenzikua with the $4.99 said, who won the versus, Cypress Hill or Onyx?
Man, Onyx!
And how did Zerto look? Will he face Bibble?
Zerto.
He's like a bully fighting against
Zerto.
Bogle.
Zerto, it's crazy,
Bogle,
man.
Trash.
I'm trying to get Zerto on this show at least via Zoom, but, yo, it's hard not to tell the truth. Like, bro, he's so big and not like bodying dudes, man, and taking his time. Like
he
got,
stopped him in the fourth, though. It didn't even go past
so
four rounds.
He got so much reach. I don't know. I get impatient, man. He got so much reach, so much height. Then he gives up his height.
You wanted him to Emiliano Vargas him.
Yes. You see how Vargas came out there, Danny? You ain't get to see that, did you? At least on IG.
Pull it up on IG.
Check his IG. See if you can pull it up. Boy, that boy came out there to win. That shit was serious. He went out there to win. Shout out to his jeweler. I don't know if they gave him that. You know, using it for they flossing. His brother at the fight at the baseball game today.
The Vargas brothers popping out here, bro. I was at the dealership and they was like, "Did you see the Vargas?" They didn't say nothing about Charlo. Nothing about
Zerto.
Yeah,
because they sponsored out here locally, man. They got their boots to the ground.
I'm like, yeah, I seen it. I was like, it was crazy. It was good. But they watching all the brothers fight every time. They got a nice little following here in Vegas for sure.
Dead end. That's how y'all do. Y'all do dead ass.
Nah, I just looked up and seen it.
What is this? Trilla?
Emiliano Vargas Instagram.
Yeah, nah, man. He blasted this dude.
He did his thing, champ.
Bruh, he came out so aggressive and was just like on some killer shit. Like, killer.
Apparently, they had a competition between the brothers to see who could get the best knockout.
And Fernando Jr. won by 5 seconds and still gave the jewelry to his younger brother.
But was it the... Was it the best performance or the fastest
knockout?
Nah,
man, it's a competition, man. You better work harder. You want this jewelry next
time. I thought the competition was the best, but they was all going to see who could have the fastest.
Yeah, it was who could get it the fastest.
And he said it was about 5 seconds?
5 seconds.
What was the competition that they had yesterday with the Vargas brothers? So fastest knockout got the chain.
Mm. I want to see the chain.
So love to Lil Bro for the debut.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Look at Triller.
What? What?
He said it's on Triller.
What are we talking about?
The chain, champ.
Oh, the chain.
Word.
I mean, it don't matter. It's a diamond chain. Like, it don't even matter.
bust down.
It don't matter, but I brought it up. But it don't matter.
No, I'm talking about it don't matter how it looks. Like, it's a diamond chain that they got that's over $50,000 for a knockout. Like, whatever it is a blessing. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
It's free. They work for it, like, in the terms of the training and obviously the performance. Damn, Danny got his little condo out here in Miami. He bought a multi-unit.
We got Jiren the Gray with a 199 said, congrats on getting 140,000 subs.
Damn. That's a lot of units, yo. Danny ain't playing.
Then we got Oscar with the 199 say, Jermell versus Munguia pay-per-view.
Oh, wow.
Make it happen.
Wow.
Jermell versus Munguia. Yeah, I'll take that.
I don't know. You know, that is a great fight, actually.
That's
Chien
versus Chien right there.
No, Jermell knocks out Munguia ASAP.
I mean, I seen Munguia
The only way Jermell don't knock out Munguia is if somehow Munguia's power is real and he hits Jermell first and somehow all of a sudden Jermell, you know, he can't take it. But, like, Munguia chinny as hell, man. He be getting hurt by way lesser men than Jermell. Like, way lesser men.
But he still end up getting a knockout, though.
Who?
Munguia.
Yeah. Against lesser men.
That's a wild statement, though. Jermell knocks out Munguia. So Jermell is a knockout artist now. Like, I mean, I know he claims.
I mean, especially if he fighting Munguia. I ain't trying to hit it. I seen Munguia be hurt by way lesser men.
Talent.
You
like
know
who?
What I'm saying? Your man from Ireland.
Patrick Ireland.
Rosado hit him. So many people. Yo, Mel touched him. He detonating. That's all I'm saying. I mean, so many people. I could go on and on. Definitely the dude from Ireland. Who he fought before that or after that? Didn't he fight the dude with the mustache?
Gary O'Sullivan?
Yeah, but that was, I think that ended quick. But the Rosado fight is enough too, man. Come on, Rosado touched him. And Rosado ain't got that male power.
Is it not wild that we throwing all these names around for Jermell to potentially fight and we actually believe these fights can happen, likely will happen?
I mean, the only reason I haven't said no to the Munguia is because there's so many belts. There's no way that Oscar would say no. But Oscar knows Munguia will lose. Otherwise, that fight would never be a fight that could even happen. Like, they're not going to just sell Munguia out. But all the belts are on the line. Plus, it'll be a pay-per-view because it's all the belts and he's Mexican. Perfect recipe. Mexican, African-American. They could do it in Texas. They could do it anywhere. I mean, that's a big fight.
I just feel like no knock on Jermall, but...
But isn't Jaime at 60 anyway?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit is not even worth talking about. Because what you going to do, move up to 60 and be beltless and fight Jaime on pay-per-view for no belts? Shit don't make no sense.
We got Rider of the Storm with the 499 says, salute, gentlemen. I'd like to see Mel versus Munguia. That would be a great fight. Mel by UD.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, we should have led where he's at 160 because we wasted a lot of fucking time in saliva. That shit ain't happening. Why would I vacate all my titles to fight Munguia?
For nothing.
For nada.
For nothing.
When Munguia, you know who Munguia, I'm glad you brought it up. You know who this motherfucker out here about to fight?
I read it. I ain't breaking it.
Michael Cefada. That's a damn shame that in 2022, he like 40 fights in, about to fight Michael Cefada right now. Now, think about that for a second, right?
He being coddled.
He was rumored to be fighting Derevyanchenko, but Derevyanchenko lost to Adames, so he don't want to fight Derevyanchenko, and he damn sure ain't fighting Adames. Then he got in negotiations that failed with Charlo. Jacobs. Oh, yeah. Charlo, too. Charlo, Maul, Jacobs, and now you're talking about Cefada. Mind you, when the last negotiations failed with allegedly Derevyanchenko, he fought Big Meech. And I ain't talking about Larry Hoover's peoples.
Talking about Demetrius
Ballard.
And that was a terrible
they
fight.
Playing gay. He need, yo, but that's what Fernando Beltran must want. Let's be real. Because that's the other promoter, right? Beltran Promotions. That must be what they want. They like, fuck it, man. They going to give us this free money. We going to fight these dudes that we know we could beat. Amen. Because how old is he? Maybe it's the age. I never looked him up. How old is he?
He's like 25, 26.
And we got a lot of 26-year-olds out here. Well, I mean, he's a one-time champ. I guess they slowing it down. Like, yo, we became champ by accident. Because let's be real, that was a welterweight moving up.
Oscar with the 199 said, that's the green print.
Mm-hmm.
Fight the bombs till you get 50-0, then fight a name.
Damn, Fundora winning this poll. That's what they want.
Told you.
Fundora is like what? Venezuelan? Where he from? Panama?
He Mexican.
No, he not.
Yeah.
Mexican-American?
Word.
All right.
I thought he Mexican-Mexican.
I didn't think so. I thought it was something else. We might have to
Google
that.
He the tallest Mexican to ever live. Purebred Mexican.
Google that, man. We might have to Google that one. I don't know.
Jaime Munguia is 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And Sebastian.
Yeah, look at this shit. Dennis Hogan. Patrick Alati. Like, what the fuck?
I'm telling you.
Rihanna Johnson.
Yo, so did we get to this Ohio Runs boxing one? I think we missed some, fellas.
No, I read a Ohio Runs boxing.
He got a second one for $2. He said Jamel earned his shot at the hard. No, earned his shot the hard way, not to sit at weight.
Wait. Yeah, we didn't read that one.
All right. Well, that's what he said. Jamel earned his shot the hard way.
Oh, I thought it was more to it.
Not sitting around waiting. I'm going to add some words and spaces and all that goodness to it. The next one looks like Jiren the Gray. You seen that one? Yeah. Congrats on getting to 140,000 subs.
Once again, bro.
So there's been a lot of chatter of a Jiren and Rashidi Ellis and or Thurman fight. Does Thurman take it? I know Rashidi will, but he will be in an unfortunate situation where he's 2 years out the ring having to take a Jiren Boutenis fight as his first fight back.
Rashidi versus Keith Thurman will be a very good fight.
Yeah, probably a safer fight for
both of them.
For Keith. You know, people think that Keith gets stopped in 8 rounds with Ennis. What do you guys think?
Mm-hmm. I don't know about stopped in 8.
He never been stopped. But he has been hurt to the body. And, I mean, I don't know that anyone would say he hasn't been in there with a finisher because Pacquiao is that, but Pacquiao didn't finish him.
Yeah, no. I like the Keith fight, and that's a fight that I think is extremely realistic and possible to happen next. And truth be told, I would favor Boots stoppage in that fight.
I think we all would.
Mm-hmm.
Ness, you taking that fight?
I don't want Keith to take that fight.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought you would say. I don't. I actually don't want Keith.
Why should Keith take it when both Crawford and Earl are openly saying they're not taking it? So think about this, right? Because some fans are going to have, ass backward logic and say, well, if he beats Ennis, then he'll get his shot. But he won't, because if he was going to get a shot, then they won't give it to Keith. They'll give it to the undefeated Ennis, who has a lot of hype. If anything, Keith is considered declined. So why wait for him to get back on the upside by beating the undefeated Ennis when you can fight Ennis? So it's like anyone saying, yeah, Keith should fight him. You just want to see him die, because what is he going to get out of it? The best he can do is tell them no until Earl and Keith fight. I mean, Earl and Crawford fight, yeah. Vacate, then Keith gives it one more shot at being a three-time champion. You know, you go in there, if you got to fight Boots for a vacant, you got to fight Boots for a vacant.
Two-time.
Three-time. He unified.
Yeah, you're right.
Stop disrespecting my man. He's the first one ever to unify in this division. So he needs to come out. He needs to come out. I mean, definitely in a long fucking time.
Oh, you're talking about out of the modern.
Definitely out of the modern, but still, what belt, when the last time Floyd unified? Like, how long ago was that? Right? Like, when he fought Maidana, he didn't unify. And Berto ain't had no belt. Did he? Did Berto have a belt?
I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know. You the almanac, Danny.
No, he didn't.
The last time he unified? Did he unify? I know he ain't undisputed, but I'm sure he unified. Because I remember him having a WBA and a WBC at one time. I think even when he fought Shane, right? Shane came into the fight with the WBA after beating Margarito, maybe. And he had the BC.
Let's see. He definitely unified after that.
He probably unified earlier, too.
We got Prada Pierre with a $2 super chat. Says, Hogan damn near beat Jaime, so he'll be protected. And we got Prada Pierre back. Right back again with another one. Said Boots might stop one time with a body shot.
Yeah, I mean, Boots is already the number one in the IBS, so I don't see him fighting Stanonius unless that's what PBC wants. If they push, Stanonius the Ennis way so that they can eliminate, because maybe they don't want Earl to have two mandatories. You know what I mean? So they put the two mandatories against each other. I don't know if Stanonius takes that. He shouldn't want that fight. I mean, he was taking too many shots from Butaev.
Stanonius.
He going to be Stanonius when he get finished with Boots. I'll tell you that right now.
Thank you, Lex. Stanonius.
Because he keep his face right there. Like, he did a good job with Butaev because he was outworking him. But I don't see him outworking Boots. Boots going to hit you with a few of them shots.
Mad Ben 100 said something that you will love. He said, summer belong to Thurman. Stop.
I mean,
I don't know if he in agreement or is he going against.
No, he agreeing. He's saying Thurman going to do his thing by the summer, but we've been waiting for that for a while.
If you Ness, you've been waiting since the Pacquiao fight because you definitely ain't watched his last fight.
Oh, he fell asleep.
I just wasn't feeling that fight. I told him from the door, don't take that fight because now you pressured to do better than Tank, which he didn't. Let's just be real.
Well, dead air.
Dead air because you don't want to be a co-host.
Oh, wow. Luke, this guy.
You were still on the East Coast
when
Thurman fought Barrios?
He was here.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I was on the East Coast.
You was here.
I was here, but I was on East Coast time.
Yeah, you was living in Vegas. I mean, living in Florida.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, he was literally on the East Coast down south, southeast. So that's an excuse. That's valid. The fights come on super late there.
He he was here during the fight, but he was still living in Florida. It was just one of his Vegas trips.
So he was sleeping at 8 o'clock at night.
Correct.
Bruh.
Well, we don't believe you. You need more people.
What you want, the pictures of you sleep?
Tony Yoakum.
Is that what you...
Yeah.
Yeah, my man's...
That was crazy.
My man's...
And I picked Yoakum.
I tried to tell y'all, Danny. I tried to tell y'all.
What? What you told us?
Nah,
y'all was
shit.
Saying he shouldn't... No, whoa. Y'all was saying he shouldn't have been more of a... you were saying Bacoli should have been more.
Did you say pick Bacoli?
No.
I did. Come on, trying to get his side credit.
Y'all tried to run.
I tried to tell
you. He was
y'all.
Like, he fought it. He been knocking out everybody. He was like, he beat Johnny Rice. I'm like, a bunch of people beat Johnny Rice.
He was. But it ain't only Johnny Rice. You see his resume. But listen, Bacole,
you start naming Christian Hammer and a few
other
names.
He had another. He had a bunch of names, but listen, Bacole was just on some like monster shit. He just was coming forward, bro, and it was funny because it was barely any technique. He literally was just like, just coming forward, just throwing punches.
Man for him. Too much man.
Nah,
for him.
He was too big.
Yeah,
it's crazy that he, because we met Tony Yoka.
I wish I could have met him.
You wasn't there.
No, I wasn't there.
Bruh, he's 6'9". What it say on BoxRec? He's big as hell, and Bacole made him look small.
He bigger than Johnny?
Hell yeah. But Johnny...
Is he bigger than Christian Thun?
They're about the same height. Yeah, if not, he's
Christian
taller.
Christian Thun a beast?
BoxRec say he's 6'7".
Okay. Okay, that can't be right, because I'm not... I was about to say 6'7". I'm 6'5", though. And he was tall, man. You was there the day when he had the black on.
Yeah,
black shorts,
yeah.
Black tank top. Man, he tall as fuck. I'm telling you.
Height don't win fights.
It don't, but I'm saying Bacole made him look small.
Like, oh, Bacole was looking even bigger.
Bacole's arms was like Johnny Rice's arms, man.
I'm telling you, that dude got the biggest arms I've seen.
He was killing him, too, to the body. He was busted up. Busted up. Look, I was mad watching that fight. Like, damn, we should have did a live fight chat.
Boxer got Bacole listed at 6'6". So they saying that Bacole's only 1 inch shorter than Yoka.
And then he got how much weight on
And let
on
me
Box
tell
Rick.
You. Yeah, how much weight did he weigh in last night?
241.
Oh, my God. That's
versus
crazy. He looked so much bigger.
Bacole was 275?
No, Yoka. Bacole was 241.
That's insane.
Yoka is 275?
That's the height. It's the height, but that's insane because he's so much leaner.
But you saying it's the height, but on BoxRec, it's saying they only 1 inch apart.
Right.
I don't know, man. Genetics, what you want me to tell you? I'll tell you one thing, motherfucker, he wasn't looking like he was 7 feet. He was bending down. I don't know, man. I guess I ain't been in that situation, so it's hard to call someone names. But Jesus, bro, he just had his high guard up going from rope to rope. Letting my man free shot.
Trying to survive.
Every now and then he'll shoot the 1-2. You know,
he look worse than Dominic Bozo did last night? Dominic
Hell no, man.
He ain't look that bad.
And I wouldn't even compare it, man. Like,
it wouldn't like
Bozo ain't on his level. Like, Bacole and Yoka, that's a real fight. Bozo is like, who the
Bozo.
Fuck is he? You know what I'm saying? That shit was crazy. He was number one, too.
Prada Pierre, right back with a $2 super chat, said, Thurman is in a tricky spot. Who can he fight? Back-to-back from Prada Pierre.
He better not fight Jaron, because that's the thing. They ain't gonna fight you because you beat Boots. They gonna fight you less. If you beat Boots, they gonna fight you less.
They is Spence and Crawford.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Thurman deserves that. I feel like Thurman laid the groundwork for the position that Spence is in right
for
now.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
He got them belts moving. He got. And then, like, I was reading something. Crawford supposed to be fighting. I shouldn't say that. It was rumored to be fighting Danny Garcia.
I don't know.
I hope that's not true. But I would rather Crawford take the Thurman fight if he was going to do a warm up. Not the Thurman. Yeah, the Thurman. If he was going to do a warm up before Spence, that's the fight I wanted to see.
I don't know how I feel about that, man. Yeah, I got my boy out here like he's some sacrificial lamb.
Nah,
he is the inaugural.
I just feel like, I mean, a lot of fights I've watched from Crawford, it's been a while. I mean, he was down in a lot of those fights, and he just comes back to win, you know?
Nah, man. Give Thurman, Rashidi.
He downloading.
Give Thurman, Rashidi. They both been on layoffs. Obviously, Thurman got the advantage because he had the Barrios fight, but rightfully so. He's the one that lost to a legend.
Now, Rashidi's a good fight.
Yeah, Rashidi
needs. Thurman wants Crawford and Spence.
So he say. Everything Thurman want, he got.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted Keith wanted Danny, he got it. Keith wanted Sean, he got it. Keith wanted Pacquiao, he got it. He gonna tell me he want who
Spence.
You just said? No.
I
we know
Crawford
he,
and Spence.
Crawford. He could get Crawford. He could definitely. I mean, I don't know. Did y'all see the interview with Espinoza? He said that they've had conversations with Crawford,
mm-hmm.
and that Errol Spence doesn't want anything but Crawford.
So hopefully, that's what the fuck we get next, man.
Mm-hmm. Right away. But when? What's your most educated guess of when that fight can happen?
October, November.
This year?
Yeah. Next.
Why not September?
I don't know. That
do Mexicans care? You don't care for sure. As a Mexican American, you don't care for sure that, like, you don't need a Mexican across the corner from in the ring, right? Or just because it's a Mexican holiday?
Hell no. Shit. Floyd had the holidays, bro. Like September, like Mexican Independence Day, September 16th. That's my birthday.
Yeah, but Floyd was sure to fight a Latino.
Y'all gonna get together no matter what. So if it's a fight to
watch, but Floyd was sure to fight a Latino. He wasn't stupid. He knew it was your holiday, so he made sure to at least fight a Latino.
Yeah, fucking Manny Pacquiao and Andre Berto.
Well, Manny Pacquiao is Philippine. Is in some parts of the world, he's considered Latino.
Bro,
they even speak Spanish.
I love how you try to make it right.
No,
with a straight face.
Yo, Google right now. Do they speak Spanish in Philippines? Go ahead.
There's a lot of similarities.
Go ahead.
Google that shit.
Go ahead. You know they fuck, bro. I know plenty of. I've met Filipinos that speak Spanish.
Okay, so Andre Berto.
From their country.
Oh, Haitians, you know. And the Haitians, they basically islanders and you know.
No, actually,
Latinos.
Actually. Haitian is Caribbean, and many of them speak Spanish. Many. Guess what? They border my country, and there's no water separating us.
So let me ask you this. So you think
I know that there are millions of – well, not millions, probably too many. But hundreds of thousands mm-hmm. of Haitian and Dominican interbred fucking relationships and children out there. You kidding me?
And of those hundreds of thousands, those are the ones that bought Mayweather Berto.
I love how you brought it back to that. Yeah.
The fuck we talking about?
All the way in Haiti.
Yo, delusional ass motherfucker.
Yo, they bought it on the fire stick.
Yo, delusional motherfucker.
The Hispanic community would be happy with Crawford Spence.
Bro, that's a fucking loser.
Everybody would be.
I don't know.
All you gotta
they don't got no dog in the race.
All you got to do is throw Leo Santa Cruz co-main event.
Yo, but Leo really don't even do tickets. Let's be real. He did 7,000 in fucking StubHub.
Bro, so who are they going to, like, they got to throw a Mexican on there, no? Or are they going to do the same shit they did them all last year? Fucking, yeah, let's throw this Juneteenth card for you in Houston. To celebrate Juneteenth.
With all Mexicans on the card.
Jermall was the only African-American fighter.
Did you see Espinoza basically saying that he didn't want Areola Andy and that they didn't pay for it and that the promoter paid for it and that usually that's what it is. Whenever you see a pay-per-view, you know, it's either A, the network didn't want it, or B, the fighters want so much money that it got to go on pay-per-view because the network's not going to pay a $12 million
license.
But
that wasn't on Showtime anyway.
What?
That was the Fox pay-per-view.
What?
Areola Ruiz.
I mean, he's speaking.
They didn't want it, and they didn't get it. It's simple. See?
But neither did Fox, essentially, because they made it go on pay-per-view. That's why he explained why it's on pay-per-view and when it's on pay-per-view. It's the promoter paying. I mean, you got to watch the interview, but yeah, he gave a pretty good breakdown. And he made it clear, too. This was a message he sent to Crawford and to Earl, it felt like. You know, let me not just say Crawford, that they cannot price themselves out and that they must go on pay-per-view in order to make this fight happen. And, you know, that no one knows what it'll do. Would it do 500 or would it do a million? They don't know. You know, but... they damn sure ain't going to get no $12 million upfront guarantee to split, which that's unsplittable anyway because Crawford made 6.5 in his last fight with Porter. So how do you split 12 with a dude with three belts plus a ring? Do he got the ring now? He got the ring for beating Ugas, right? How do you split $12 million, which they ain't given? I mean, he was very verbal on saying we will not pay a $12 million site fee. So,
Don King, where you at? We need you.
Which is crazy, right? When you consider Eddie was willing to pay $8 million for Mikey Garcia and Earl. Because he said that would only do about $400,000, which he was right. It did less. You know, and if you do the math, you make your money back on that four if you pay them eight. But it's crazy that Mikey and Earl's at eight. In most promoters' minds, and You know, you're talking, what's that, like four difference? 12? No, six actually, right? What I said? No, eight, yeah, so it's four.
What
four,
the fuck
four.
Are you talking about now?
The eight, from the $8 million guaranteed for Earl and Mikey. I'm trying to figure out a way how they're going to make it work, because he ain't putting that in the universe for no reason.
Just call Don, bro. That's what we got to do.
I watched the interview on Dante's Boxing Nation. I don't know if it's anywhere else, but that is a very detailed interview. Espinoza didn't have to give that much information. Believe that. And he did. So was it a message? I believe so. You know, I believe so. He continued to mention them. As you know, they want a lot of money, you know, so it wasn't like he's saying any one person, you know. And when he was making his hypothetical scenarios, he was making it clear that the networks won't pay $12 million site fees. So those fights end up on pay-per-view, and the promoter has to front that money.
So basically, they either that or the venue would have to front the money, right?
Venue definitely gives site fees. MGM used to give Floyd money. They gave him a Bugatti.
Everybody remember the Bugatti.
But are Earl and Crawford worth a Bugatti? Because remember, if I'm giving you $4 million for a car,
yes,
maybe I'm not expecting to make that money back that same day in revenue on, you know, hotel rooms and gambling and concessions. But maybe that $4 million, because we don't know, he was probably giving that Bugatti for the next three fights.
Yes, they are worth a Bugatti. There's so many people going to bet on that fight. It's going to be much money lost.
Well, you're just saying it from that standpoint. I'm saying, like,
that's why casinos give the money, because people are going to spend with them.
But if you're a casino, do you think you're going to make 4. Whatever million on Crawford and Earl?
Absolutely. Everybody betting on it. People,
but you don't make money off the bets.
It's $1,000 bets already on
the casino. Ain't making money off the bets. The casino got the betting in there so they could facilitate you. They want you. The casino's customer is you.
Right, so they're getting the people in there. They're going to bring the people, have people bet with them.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
Their money with
I don't know. I'm not arguing. I know it sounds that way. It sounds like I'm against you.
No.
I'm just saying, I don't know how many hotel rooms I got to sell to make $4.6 million. That's a fucking lot of money.
It's hotel rooms. It's the casinos. It's the actual games in the casino as well that they're making the money off of. It's going to bring a lot of high rollers in,
bro. Let me tell you. Fight weekends, bro, them rooms fucking 3, 4, 5 times the price. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
the normal.
How was it? How did it look for you?
Prices. Imagine what the ticket. It's probably going to be $1,500 to get in there.
But again, analytics, man. How did it look for you in L.A.?
As far as?
Ambiance, ticket sales.
I mean, it looked sold out to me. Down to the fucking suites. I don't know. Other than Tank, I don't remember going to any other fight that actually...
And how many the StubHub holds?
10.
Okay.
10? Or maybe less? Let me look it up. But, yeah, so...
I don't know. I'm not a math guy, man, but St. Louis Red. Give me a shot here. Out of 10,000 people, how many of those people you think stayed at the same hotel? Not many, right? All I'm saying is because I'm hosting the fight, don't mean people staying in my hotel.
Yeah.
But it's different.
How so?
Because you're talking about Los Angeles versus Las Vegas, where if the fight, we're speaking hypothetically here because we keep talking MGM and Vegas, right? But where the fight, let's say it is at the MGM or at the T-Mobile, right? The fucking MGM has all the hotels on that south half of the strip. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, even if you don't stay at my hotel, you're going to stay across the street because it's cheaper. Well, guess what? That's
a partner hotel.
That's my shit too. Nah, you're going to go behind that one? Well, that's mine too. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, now, of course, it's an entire city. They could stay anywhere. People live here as well. Whatever the case may be, people Airbnb cribs or condos, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, the hotel in this scenario and the hotels, they all the same.
Who else was given a Bugatti?
No one.
They're not worth a Bugatti. That's a done deal. But what I will say is this. Money should not be the issue. Like,
what do you mean money shouldn't be the issue?
Like,
Money always the issue.
What I'm saying is this is a huge fight. And as fans and just the world period, like, we need to make this fight happen. You know what I'm saying? The difference should be made up through spot. Like,
that's what we thought about Wilder Joshua, know, too. But
do you
money
guys
was
know something? You want a fun fact?
I think Joshua was the issue.
You want a fun fact?
Of what?
Jermell Charlo is the first PBC fighter to undispute.
I've seen that.
Mm.
Which is crazy because they invested in so many other people. Right. They invested in so many other people. And, you know, from the ashes, he rose.
Lil bro rose.
Yeah, Jermell does.
Yo, that, listen, I'm not mad at the way he spoke to Coppinger because you can feel his pain and passion in that outburst.
Word. I felt it.
No, you can, because he's like, you fucking counted me out.
See,
now what you got to say? You understand? You took me off the list, motherfucker. I knocked him out. Now, so I get it, man. I get it.
Is Jermell on your pound-for-pound list? Top 10.
Absolutely. You undisputed. There's only 7 of them.
I love to hear you, like, in support of them, bro.
I'm just straight up. Like, I ain't got no issues with Jermell. Like I said, they've been mistaking Jamal for Jermell for a long time.
Facts.
You know what I mean? He definitely top 10, but we will talk about where in that top 10 mañana without a motherfucking doubt, because I've been seeing y'all lists, and they bananas. But today is all about congratulating. And what are you going to do next? We'll talk about those mythical damn lists later.
We got DQuest 007 with the $5 Super Chat. He says, what's the chance Charlo vacates the WBC belt instead of fight Spider Crab Fandora? Shout out to King Bourne. That name stuck.
He ain't doing that.
No vacating?
Bruh, he's his brother's brother. Did his brother vacate, or did his brother beat the hell out of Julian Williams when everybody thought he would vacate and he was, oh, you ducking, you moving up. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-mm. I wouldn't even, if he don't fight Fandora, it's because the money ain't right.
We got Tip Bayless with the $4.99 said,
what up, Tip?
In the same position Spence was when Keith had the titles.
Absolutely.
Why is no one saying Errol should fight Ennis?
Exactly.
Keith boxed Barrios better than Tank too.
This, and it's the thing. It's because Errol is so popular that his fans, they blanket people like me and they label me a hater. But Ennis is Errol. Ennis doesn't have a belt. Errol ain't had no belt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Keith was unified, wanted the big fight. Errol is unified, wants the big fight.
That.
Ennis is Earl. And guess what he says on his story? Because I interpret it differently, but I'm such a content creator, I was going to hold on for like Tuesday for this one, but fuck it. What the hell does he mean you ain't got a rod big enough to reel me in? Is you swimming away, motherfucker?
Mm.
Why do I need a big-ass rod? I thought you was the big fish and wanted to fight.
No, but...
Listen.
What? Because if I'm catching you, mm-hmm. right? He could look at, he probably feel like, motherfucker, if you catch me, I'm defeated. So he's saying, nah, motherfucker, like, you ain't beating me. You can't beat me. That's, you know.
No, I ain't see none about no beat in that sentence. He said, you ain't got a rod big enough to reel me in.
Right.
No. You just trying to protect. Cause let me tell you something. What is a fish doing when you catch him on a hook? He trying to get the fuck away. He trying to get the fuck away. And what are you doing as a fisherman? You reeling him in. No, you ain't going nowhere. That's what he talking about. So okay. He ain't no fighting in that.
And what happens at the end? What happens at the end? Where the motherfucker dies.
No.
Does the fish not die?
No. Some people, if it's sport, they throw him back. Yeah, I don't know what you channels you watching, but yes.
Sometimes the fisherman can be defeated if the fish take the bait and run.
Exactly.
So,
but run still is a bad sentence in boxing.
But if you get the bait, though, you know what I'm saying? If you get it, that's
you can't
like
get,
if you get the fight,
you ain't
win.
Getting no bait. The bait is the money. The money only come if you fight. I don't even know why I need a big rod to catch you. I thought you was here to fight.
We talking on the uphill level right now. You know what I'm saying?
But why would he be in a rush for that when he got a fight for Undisputed in the horizon?
Bruh, listen to me. I don't know if it's that y'all just got off the porch, but my man said, you ain't got a big enough rod to reel me in, bucko. Like, he clowning him. Give me the fight. What are you talking about? What more I need? What is, man, we need a fucking, give me a shirt.
Oh, shit.
We going to kill this motherfucker. Give me a shirt.
Yeah, he flies.
Bro, don't be looking at my shirt. You tripping. He looks straight at my.
We need something big enough they can't fly past. We going to kill this motherfucker live on TV. Oh, get the PTS camera.
We need a Nerf gun.
Nah, Nerf gun ain't going to do it. I need a shirt so he can't go nowhere. It's going to be the shirt on his ring card. All right, this is for my glasses.
Nah.
We're going to get his ass right now. This is too light. That's a fat, healthy motherfucker. Yo, and this is the second. This the second bug, oh. We had cockroaches at the door. Now big-ass wasp flies.
We call those horse flies where I'm from.
Shit.
Horse shit.
He was in a lot of shit, that motherfucker. He got healthy. He came from the lion habitat full. Motherfucker was eating lion poo-poo.
What?
Yo, what you think flies do all day? Why you think I'm trying to kill that motherfucker? All they do is sit in shit and wipe their hands together. Bruh. But,
to
this.
Man, like your third, fourth Red Bull?
Bro, I'm going. I'm on go.
My man's going to have a heart attack.
Lions only.
Yeah, you sus for that, bro. You sus for that.
Yo, you ain't hear the fucking intro? That's Brandon's. Oh, my God. It's that fucker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he at,
it's on
man?
The back of your stand.
Gone, this motherfucker. Oh, shit. He's still alive.
Yeah, that's out there.
Is this running. Too soft? It's cherry cloth, man, for my glasses. Oh, shit. You heard Cam. Cam said, you cherry sore. Nigga, you very sore. Oh, how you going to do it with your hand, bruh? You'll never catch it like that. What you think? You Mr. Miyagi?
Not to the left.
Oh, my God. Yeah, don't hit the LED, y'all. This episode's crazy. YouTube.com/TheBoxTheBoys.
You don't see it?
No.
Oh, come my way.
Bottom right corner.
Yep. Somebody get him. You got to get him to move. No, it's huge.
Landed on my damn hand.
No, you're going to break the light. I'm telling you, you're better off getting him to fly off and land somewhere else. It's over.
He's on the light.
Oh, my God.
That's it. You got him.
Oh, he's alive.
Oh,
fuck, that fucker's alive.
He won't leave the room.
That's and it's so big, it has to die. Look at that. Danny.
He's out. Close the door.
Danny fucking laughs at look, he's in a stereo over here. Look at that.
I landed on my damn hand. I hate flies.
There we go.
He was swimming and Danny drank.
Sound about right. Nah, Earl need that smoke for the Jaron situation. For the placating the whole Keith Thurman.
Yes.
Nah, that's corny.
Yes.
That's corny.
Like, you know, don't do to him as you say was done to you.
But
exactly.
Let's
exactly.
be clear. Remember after the fight with LaGreco, it was Earl and Floyd, and Floyd telling everybody, you know, everything. Bro, Earl was not where Boots is right now. Boots, that was a title eliminator. Earl fought the title eliminator, a year and a half
when
later?
When he fought LaGreco, Earl ain't had no belt.
I know.
LaGreco, he was an undercard of Broner.
I know. What I'm saying is you saying that right now Boots is what Earl was back then.
I mean, as a hunter.
Yeah.
As a dude calling you out.
But Earl was doing that as a guy that was in the top 15, not a guy that title mandatory. Like, it was
even worse, homie.
Yeah, I don't,
it was a different
even worse.
Yeah, I don't get your point.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, Earl was 14-0, right?
Yeah.
He called out. He wanted the Thurman fight. Thurman had bigger fish to fry.
Thurman just beat Barry. I mean, he just beat Guerrero when Earl first called him out. He just beat Guerrero.
I don't know.
And it wasn't like I will never fight you. It was I'm over here. I'm looking at this right now.
Right.
And I'm the second dude to
Earl
beat Guerrero.
Earl is in that same spot now.
But that's what I'm saying. You saying that Earl should do it because he didn't get it.
No, because he was mad.
He was
didn't
upset
get
about
it
because you're bothered by it. If you're bothered by somebody, if you feel like, you know what I'm saying, that was done to you, then why would you do it to somebody
exactly.
else?
Exactly. I love that you came today because I can never get my point across to him.
That's the only thing that's the only thing that bothers me about the situation. It's
at
like,
the
bro,
same time, I wish Terrence Crawford would have fought Josh Taylor for that same exact reason because Josh Taylor unified, Terrence Crawford had a belt.
Josh Taylor ain't really want to fight him. He was thinking about his mandatory. He could have paid his mandatory more money. He had to fight Jack Catterall, and guess
he
what?
He vacated and moved up like he said he was going to
But
do
guess what? He fought Jack Catterall and showed us he wasn't even ready for Crawford. So that's out the way anyway. That's out the way.
Mernie Flacco with the 199 says, Danny is a Virgo? Laughing emoji.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What's a Virgo?
You ain't like that, did you?
Yeah.
What's a Virgo, Danny?
I don't fucking know. It's whatever.
You don't do your signs?
Nah, but the moment a girl bring that shit up, I run away.
Tune out.
Yeah.
We got BX Don 122 with the $5 super chat says, is Spence versus Crawford a big enough fight for Raider Stadium?
I hope so.
God, please let that happen.
I hope so. I hope so. I'd rather it be right here than in Dallas.
I'm going with Danny that night, bro. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Come on. Nah,
bro.
You're a producer.
You no longer a fan. You're a producer.
I'm going with Danny,
anytime,
bro.
Anytime.
You better put in your vacation time.
I'm putting in vacation. I'm putting in a day.
Listen, we got to do live fight tests for every show. For every especially
you going
fight.
With Danny, too. You going with Danny, bro.
Bo, y'all got to help Bo.
Like, we're going to do the show. We're going to do the show from the fight now.
The Logan Paul Floyd Mayweather fight did 900,000+ views with the Boxing Boys, and you were live in that stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Terrence Crawford versus Errol Spence would be the most viewed
got no
video. Oh, we got it. Ain't got no that. Internet.
Oh, got no
I've been,
internet.
He been telling me to study my analytics, and I found something. And it's really good.
You got Mad Bet in Kansas City says with the $2 super chat, Earl meant Ennis can't beat me. Sure he did. You're an Earl fan. I'm a fisherman. Fish run away from the fishermen. Mm. I don't know what y'all talking about, man.
We got DF.
They're going to change up the whole logic in fishing now. I thought the fish whole object is to steal the bait and get away. Now, if you were, what, them Japanese fish, they stick around and fight.
Koi fish?
There you go. But they die, don't they?
Man, my girl told me she's going to leave my two aquariums at home. She ain't bringing them out here. I can't just make her do it. I can tell her, but I want my aquariums, bro. That's all I'm saying. Sorry. Back to boxing.
Nah, I mean, you know, you ain't got time to clean fish tanks, man.
I know.
Fuck
she can do it.
What? That's why she leaving that shit. She hate that fishy water. Yo, I had a fish tank, too. That's a hassle. And I had the little holes that you stick to your sink so you
can fill it up.
And it's still a hassle. Still a hassle, bro. Let her leave that shit. She don't want to deal with them fish.
Man. And
fish
then
be stinking.
My aquarium
but
good.
You got goldfish? Because them the shittiest shitting fish ever, right?
No. They dirty fish.
They take so many.
I got tetras. I had Oscars.
Oscars.
Plecos. Snails.
The only fish we should be talking about is Errol Spence. What are we talking about right now?
Well, he swam away from Jerron Boots Ennis.
Crawford for 3 years.
Oh.
You said, well,
you picked a side.
He ran away from Crawford.
He put his line in the sand right
now.
Nah,
my
Bud fan.
You ain't hear what my boy was saying? He said, I bet a million.
Who?
Crawford. When he said bet a million, it was fight ready. Bob Arum and Terrence Crawford pulled up to Spence.
Mm.
And Spence ain't want no smoke that day.
Mm. How
they pull up on them at their own show? How the fuck that work?
When I beat him, they going to say he was at 47 too long.
Who Al Haymon and Spence pulled up on?
Nobody.
But I'm saying, how the fuck Ness pulling up on me when I'm at Ness's studio? Bro, you pull up on me outside. You pull up on me at my studio.
Nah. If you in my studio and they pull up, they could pull up for you. What you mean?
Nah, I'm just saying. Bro, like, if you going to pull up on me, like, I came to your shit.
It's 50,000.
You ain't come find me. They both went
50,000 feet that they could have went away in any direction. They pulled right up to his tippy toes, bro.
No, they both went to support Maurice Hooker. They was at a mutual friend fight. But I got DFW, which is Dallas, Fort Worth.
Right.
Herbie, Ness, we would ever, what?
Now you feel my pain?
I just got to do it before I read it. Hold on, Ness.
Ness already can't read, y'all. Y'all got to work on y'all spelling.
Ness, when would we ever want to see Spence versus Ennis over Spence over Bud?
Ain't nobody
says. That's besides the point.
Ain't nobody says Spence over
Ennis before he fights Bud, and if so, why? LOL.
I didn't want Spence to fight Ennis before he fight Bud, and Ennis already said he ain't taking no step aside.
All we wanted was Spence to keep that same energy.
That's right.
It's not about placate. It's not. Nah, the Crawford fight is the fight everybody.
Yo,
wants.
You don't live in Vegas?
Nah.
Fuck.
I like him.
Guy's good.
He remind me of Lakeith Stanfield, though. The dude from ATL TV show.
Oh, crazy.
You don't know Lakeith Stanfield?
You know I don't. You know I'm in the little boxing box.
You never seen ATL, the TV show ATL?
I think that's what it's called. Lakeith Stanfield was the one who nose was bleeding and Get Out. The black guy.
Okay.
And he took the camera.
Yo, energy like he is and everything, bro. Oh, crazy. Like a cerebral type of guy from what I can see.
All I know is Spence trash for that. I don't think he was ducking Crawford, though. I don't think he was ducking Crawford. But the whole Ennis nonsense, that's corny.
Mm-hmm.
It's corny because you put that energy out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And now it's different because it's you.
Mm-hmm.
So what was his energy supposed to be like for y'all?
I'm going to give that young man a shot. Exactly what they ain't want to do for me. I'm going to teach boxing how to really do. Fight your number one contender. Don't duck the young, hungry up and coming like me. I was young and hungry.
Hold on, Dan.
And they made me go the long way.
Yeah.
What his energy should have been?
Yeah.
Even today, it should be fight Keith or fight Ennis. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go back on. You didn't want to fight Keith because of blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? Now you feel different because you're not trying to fight Ennis. So I'm trying to figure out how is he still upset with Keith, but also not willing to fight Ennis. I'm saying one or the other.
Uh-huh.
He can fight Keith or he can fight Ennis.
Did I miss an interview? So he said he ain't fighting Ennis? Or y'all just going based off that tweet? I mean, off the Instagram story.
I mean, Ennis been calling him out.
Yeah.
Who you want to fight?
Ennis did the same thing.
Earl Spence?
Yo,
he definitely said he's going deep sea fishing or something. He said something like
that. No, but the last, DeLorme fight too.
No, I hear y'all, but what I'm saying, y'all act like Spence is fighting Bums. He just fucking unified, and now he's finna fight the Undisputed fight. So it ain't like he's saying he ain't finna fight him, but if he fight him after,
he's certainly saying he not fight. He's certainly saying he's fighting Crawford and moving up.
And that's what I want. And you got to remember that he hadn't fought. Like, he had been calling him out before the Ugas fight. So, like, now is one belt left.
And who he fight before the Ugas fight?
Who did
Danny?
Okay, WBC mandatory. Who he fight before Danny? John Porter. Okay, unification fight. Yo, what are we talking about? Like, y'all acting like
come
he ain't been fighting good fights.
Yeah, no, but you know what it is? It sounds good when you say it that way, but the problem is those was one fight a year. That's his problem for not fighting. While you not fighting and only fighting once a year, this young man has caught up to you. That's just the bottom line.
Okay, so why is it his fault, right?
Whose fault?
You saying
that he's fighting once a year.
Yeah, because, bro, like, we did have a pandemic. He did have a car accident.
Listen to
he
me.
He did have a detachment.
All that sounds cute. And it's caught up. That's all that matter. It's all that matter. He's the number one. And he said he ain't taking step aside money.
So does Undisputed fights not trump mandatory?
It doesn't always. We've seen it not. I'm just keeping it real. Especially in the last fucking 36 months. We've seen it not.
Shout out Mr. PBC. Unification trump mandatory.
You know what I mean? We've seen it not. But that's all right. All I'm saying is after. Charlo, Jamal didn't run up. He stood there and faced the Julian Williams smoke.
Maybe after.
I thought I read somewhere that...
It would be good, though, because like what he's saying, if you at least fought him after, you show the world that you are... You're dead set in your ways,
mm-hmm.
and you are showing us that Keith didn't do what you would have done.
Like when he says, I don't do tune-ups.
Exactly.
And he goes out there and proves it.
Exactly. You know what
I mean? But I thought I read somewhere that Crawford said he planned to beat Earl and move up.
Another guy, and that's what I'm saying. So no one's going to fight Ennis.
I thought I heard Spence say that he was going to stick around for three or four more fights at welterweight.
What? I ain't never seen that.
I hope that's the case.
I never seen that quote.
And then move
I definitely didn't hear that, but I'm going to say this, and this, I mean, I've said what I've said. I know that Ness is wrong, and that's okay. But nonetheless...
Trying to make a poll.
The Instagram story that Errol Spence put out there saying, because I know you got the quote memorized.
The fish.
I don't have it memorized. What'd he say?
Yeah, I don't know. This is your big statement.
No problem.
No problem.
That ain't no problem. So
see how it fizzled out?
No, it's okay.
This is a letdown right here. They was all you built them up.
I'm the one sent it to the chat. It's okay. He said they don't make a big enough row to reel me in, bucko. Crying, laughing face. That one right there.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that was 100% Earl responding to what
he said in the ring.
No. When he threw the fucking the rod out in the reel.
Who? Ennis?
Yeah.
So when Ennis was post-fight and said, I see the big fish here. Looks like I'm going to catch me a fish or some shit, right?
Yeah. But,
calling him out.
But I'm saying he had did the shit before that.
What shit?
With the hook and reel where he threw it out.
So you're saying like he gestured?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
So, and then he just like reeling it in. Okay. And that's what I'm saying. He's saying they don't make the shit strong enough to, you know what I'm saying? So,
but that's what I'm trying to tell you, Danny. You trying to make logic out of it. But in the scenario that you're bringing up,
uh-huh.
It don't matter. A fish runs from the fisherman. So we're in boxing.
Bro, you thinking too deep.
No, you thinking too deep. That's the wrong analogy. He should have never used a fishing rod.
You talking about he running.
That's what fish do from a fucking bait on a hook.
I ain't no fish at feet. Go ahead, though.
Swimming away?
You got it.
Swimming away?
They running, bro.
I mean, swimming away?
We got Tip Bayless with the 999 says, Spence fans, carry the same energy y'all gave.
Thank you.
Tell Keith go fight Spence for a belt. It's a bigger rivalry than Bud Arrow. Keith can actually sell a fight. Shrugging emoji.
That's true, too. He can sell a fight.
So we're going to spin the wheel one time for my man Tip Bayless with the 999.
Ready? I mean, he's got a first time we're using, so you got a crop, right?
Crop.
Yo, he ain't even put my new stuff on here, man. I got mad new stuff going there. Look. Keychain.
One keychain entry for Tip Bayless.
You know what?
Then right after that, we got Chingon Styles with the $4.99 says, forget the fishing boots. It's high risk, low reward, man.
Mm-hmm. Somehow Danny don't see it. He hung up on the analogy.
Then we got Mad Bent 100 with the $5 super chat says, fishing is a battle between the fisherman and the fish. He can't beat me. Followed by Brandon Lenz with the $5 says, you can't catch a big game fish with a regular basic reel. Thus, Arrow saying Ennis ain't got a reel big enough to ever reel him in.
Bruh, first of all, do Ennis look basic? Because he knocking dudes out that ain't never been knocked out or never been knocked out that soon. Last I checked, Crawford fought DeLorme. Last I checked.
Hold on. Don't do that argument because he knocked out a lot of guys faster than even Canelo.
Who?
Amir Khan.
Bro, I'm talking about direct comparisons.
True.
Crawford fought DeLorme and Ennis fought DeLorme.
So you're just doing Ennis and Crawford.
And I'm doing Ennis versus Clayton, okay. Undefeated, okay. Never been knocked out. Like, he's knocking dudes out that ain't been knocked out either as fast or ever. Like, he's showing, you can't call him a basic
fucking
reel. But then
you gotta
reel.
Do how many years later, though, at the same time? It's like
I'm
8 years
saying,
after.
I'm just saying, you can't call him a basic reel. Like, they still trying to compare him to some regular-ass fishing stick when he obviously is not. He ain't even fucking going, like, his over-under is 5 rounds. We legit had another fight go 10 and a half. What was the one we did together before you left? The over-under was 10 and a half.
Oh, it was Canelo Bivol.
Look at that. And he a fucking pound-for-pound fighter, but Boots got 5.
Jermell Charlo was 10 and a half, too.
And he a pound-for-pound fighter, but Boots 5 and a half, man.
Yeah,
under.
But typically,
I know. So what happened is because we start selling the fucking hats through my Cash App, they canceled my Cash App. They said I got to turn it into a business account.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but you can Cash App at the Boxing Voice.
You got a new one now?
Yes.
So we got to get the bottom of the screen.
But man. It's only temporary until I'm going to have to make one of them business. You know, there's nothing I can do. Which is strange because I've been having that shit for years.
We got Sean Imp. It ain't never, business ain't never been as good, you know? 500%.
I guess.
Sean M with the 499 says, Spence said that his plan from day one.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Then he says, Thurman was running, and the car accident pushed everything back. Simple. For your information, tell Canelo to fight his mandatories.
Man, I don't want to hear that shit. Who the hell is Sean M?
I don't know.
Shut that bullshit up.
Bro.
Shut that soft shit up, because you're talking super soft. Listen to what he says. Spence said his plan from day one. Okay, so his plan was what?
His plan was
clean up his side of the street.
Yes.
That's his phrase. He didn't say my plan is to unify. My plan is to undispute. I'm going to clean up my side of the street. The best logic we could take from that is he's going to get the belts that are on his side of the street. Okay? What was Thurman's plan? It wasn't to pick up no fucking belts on his side of the street. It was to fight the legends on his side of the street. Truly different plan. Matter of fact, a bigger plan. Because if you do land Pacquiao and beat him, you're a legend. You got to defeat a legend and become a legend.
What he was doing, because he wasn't fighting Pacquiao for no belt.
If you do fight Mayweather,
a legend taking that Pacquiao fight.
If you do fight Mayweather,
Pacquiao is the best.
You become a legend. So Keith had his eyes set on way bigger fish than Errol Spence. Now any fanatic Sean M. Errol Spence fan can paint it any other way, but there is no way any logical boxing fan would say that Earl is and quite possibly, arguably, may never be as big as Pacquiao and Floyd. Never. No. Never. So Keith has always been chasing the big fish, not the little fish. Pacquiao's the big fish. Your man over there is the orca, Floyd Mayweather, and that's who Keith was chasing. So talk about plans. Talk about Keith's plan. His plan was clear from the beginning. And so was Al Heyman's plan with Keith. He didn't use Errol Spence as an inaugural nothing. He didn't use Danny. He didn't use Sean. No, it was Keith One Time Thurman that opened up every new network that Al Heyman did a business deal with. CBS, ESPN, and Fox. All Keith, Keith, Keith. End of story. Don't be mad. Matter of fact, he's done said a million times, Al never told me, do I want to fight Earl?
That's your first body of the day, Nick.
But he never asked. He never got anything saying, do you want to fight Earl or you got to fight Earl?
Yeah, he was never presented.
He was never presented an offer. All is Keith ducking me and now you don't want to fight him and he corny, so then cool. Don't be Keith Thurman and turn into a corny dude. And go ahead and fight Ennis then.
Chip Bayless throwing you an alley-oop with the 199 says, Keith, the one Showtime Truth Thurman. He mixed all of them in there.
I guess.
And then we got Mad Ben 100 with a $2 super chat says, Ennis fighting C-minus level guys. Must be on top rank.
Whew, Ennis need to get some rounds.
Man, that Clayton fight, y'all can't take that away from him, man. Clayton beat Lipinets clearly and didn't get the decision. He was an undefeated fighter. Only knock on him is he 34, but so is Crawford.
Are you talking about the C-minus comment? Yeah, because I have a problem with the opponent. I had a problem with the fact that I've been waiting all this time to see Ennis fight, and then the fight is over. And
Mike Tyson effect.
Exactly. I hated them fights.
We got Junior Steele with the $20 super chat. Shout out to $20. Spence is a man of his word. He said he's playing years ago, and he's following through. He said he wanted to be undisputed at 147, and that's what he's doing. You want him to switch up his plan just for you? Question mark. Boots don't have to have a belt.
That's funny.
Point. We're talking about now, though. You know what I mean? Like Boots has been Boots called him out before Ugas. Right? Like, no one is saying, with one belt remaining and Crawford being the guy, no one is saying to postpone that fight for Ennis.
Mm-hmm.
We're just saying that your word's not lining up, G.
How are they not getting this shit? It's hilarious to me. And it's the funnier thing is all these Spence fans saying Spence had a plan, so Keith's plan don't matter. The one that was before Spence, when Spence was a fucking prospect.
He was a man before. You
but that's
be,
what I'm saying, Danny.
After.
Danny, but that's what I'm saying. If Keith's plan was to fight Mayweather or Pacquiao, and guess what? He accomplished that. He fought Pacquiao. Yes, he didn't win, but he fought Pacquiao. That was his plan. But they're super chatting to say, yo, Earl got a plan. So did Keith when Earl got mad. Keith had a goal, and his goal was Pacquiao and Mayweather. I don't understand. Like, oh, Spence had a plan. Like,
Stop with the BS, because if you're going to use that excuse, that's the same excuse Keith could use. I had a plan. Mm-hmm. I was chasing Floyd. Floyd put the Errol Spence roadblock.
I don't know, because for me, even though I was one of the people that wanted then the Errol and Keith fight,
mm-hmm.
Keith was still fighting relevant big fights. So it's like, how can I be mad at you when you fighting big fights? And that's the same logic I look at it in this situation. Can nobody be mad at you because you fighting bigger fights?
We weren't mad at Keith for fighting bigger
fights. Exactly.
Fight. Earl was.
And his fans for not giving him a shot.
Well, I wasn't.
But his fans was.
See, I wanted the fight.
His fans was calling Thurman a duck.
I still want the fight, but it's like if you fight, like in Earl's case, a mandatory unification is bigger than whatever, you know?
I mean, his fans are calling Thurman a duck.
We got Texas.
Let's spin the super chat, Will, for that $20.
Doing your steal.
Let's see what we got. Damn, it seemed like y'all had it.
Did look that way.
Hoodie.
Hoodie. And it's been entered into the hoodie raffle.
And that's two spins?
Yeah, so spin it again. Because that's a $10 entry. You got $10 left.
T-shirt to go under the hoodie.
There you go, champ.
Then we got Texas Bulldog Boxing with the $5 super chat. Says, let me clear this up. Errol got to this point with his own blood and sweat.
Uh-huh.
I'm 5'5", 150 pounds. Errol walk around at damn near 180. Unless you can make 147, shut the F up.
I mean, last I checked, Ennis makes 147. That's who called them out, so I'm not really sure what we're talking about here.
And we
have no clue what that super chat's about.
We got MadBen100 with a $5 super chat says, Big Fish will be walking wearing pink boots. Fish walking. Shout out Ring Walk.
Fish walking, even though they don't run, Danny.
And then we got Brandon Lenz with the $5 super chat. Super producer. Shout out to Brandon Lenz. Says, if Errol needs to fight the number one in Ennis ahead of the biggest fight in boxing versus Crawford, then why Canelo ain't have to fight the number one in Benavidez?
It's funny. All these Errol Spence fanatics are hearing what they want to hear. Like, how many times have you repeated that no one is saying we want Ennis to fight Errol before he fights Bud?
Nah.
But they're so afraid of that fight that they're just – they're going to say what they want so that this episode will be tainted. Like, oh, the boxing boys don't want the super fight. That's not what the fuck we saying. Stop trying to flip shit.
Teddy B. Midwest Sports Talks with the 199 said, that's cool. Keith had a plan. Now go fight Jerron.
See?
Then yeah. We got Sean M. Uh-oh. Here we go. It's crazy how easy y'all want Errol Spence Jr. to fight Boots. And y'all logic is cool. But y'all don't apply the same logic with Canelo. Now make up another BS.
You want Canelo to fight Boots? That's what's being said.
He's saying that we want Errol to fight Boots, but it's not the same thing when it comes to Canelo, like Canelo fighting Benavidez or something. That's how I'm taking it. I don't know.
You got it.
I mean, again, Sean M. must only come out whenever we talk about Errol, and that's why his logic is a little bit, I don't know, skewed, because I'm pretty sure we talk about everybody here. And I'm pretty sure that I was being called a PBC fanboy because I wanted Canelo to take the three-fight deal. You know, I'm pretty sure everybody got mad at me because I wanted Canelo to fight Benavidez, Charlo, and Plant. So, I don't know who's that super chat addressed to. I guess it's not this particular show, as we did want Canelo to fight Benavidez, Charlo, and Plant.
And you also give him credit for winning taking the belts. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm kind of the same way. We had a conversation before where I didn't want to be lumped in with the Canelo hater group, even though my father's not a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate what Canelo is doing. I still would rather have the Benavidez fight.
Mm-hmm. So just to double down, let's remember that before Canelo accepted the DAZN deal for 160, allegedly, for three fights, I again wanted him to take the two-fight deal, which Samson Lewickovich came on his show and said he was offered $55 million for Benavidez. Then we later found out that he was also offered $55 million for 154-pound catchweight with Earl.
64, yeah.
Exactly. So, again, I wanted that for Canelo, but he chose the Bibble fight. So this Sean M. character is obviously new to the channel and doesn't know what he's talking about. I've always wanted Canelo to fight Benavidez and Charlie.
Damn, that's got a lot of callers.
Your brother, hold on, one more. Ness Coney with the $2 super chat says, why are we talking about Keith? We're about to get Crawford Spence.
You know why? Because they scared. They scared of that Ennis smoke. They seeing, look, this is supposed to be a Charlo show, but the big fish fans out here scared of Jerron Ennis. Hilarious.
We got B-Dog, member for 16 months at the prospect level, says Ness just don't want boots to smoke Keith. Deflection.
It seemed like nobody wants boots to smoke anybody. You know, Crawford, Spence, everybody.
Yeah. R. West with the 199 says, I see why Errol Spence Jr. don't mess with certain shows. Man down.
Bro, it ain't even a hate show. This turned to like, right?
Because I told you them fanatics. Them Errol Spence fanatics, they sensitive, man.
Then we got Sean M. with the 199 says, deal with the question, .. A lot of deflection, ..
I just told you the answer. I guess he didn't wait. Like, there's no deflection. You got the wrong person. I wanted Canelo to take the PBC deal two times.
You said it like three times already, not including when the actual deal was presented and he was shows about it. So
they be so mad that my energy always 100, baby.
Robert Justice with the 499 said, nah, Keith said himself that he was lagging on that Spence fight and he regrets it.
Lagging. Because he got hurt. See, this is what I'm saying. Keith get hurt, got to take a year off. Oh, he whacked. He took a year off. Earl get hurt. No, it's all right. He got hurt, so he had to take a year off. I'm saying the double standards are crazy.
I guess we're ready for callers. I hate it. They was just piling up. They kept
coming. Matt Bent with the $2 super chat. He says, multiple super chat equal a spin? How many is it?
I don't know. That's why I just take one $10 super chat to get the spin.
Yeah, it does. But
everybody would get a spin.
We're going to go ahead and open up these calls, man. We'll see who's out there. See who's out there.
Let's do it.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Mr. TBC, baby.
I'm gonna make my money, baby. Hey, Daddy. I'm gonna make my money, baby.
This is dope.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God.
Hey, Daddy. This is dope.
Mr. TBC.
Yo, what's good? Shout out to everybody on the panel. Shout out to boxing. It was a beautiful weekend of boxing, man. I was infatuated with that fight with Charlo and Castano. It was you can't really sit down and watch it. I mean, I don't know how y'all doing in the studio. I was very impressed with a little bit of things of Charlo, but very unimpressed with maybe 50% other stuff. I'm glad he got that KO. It was looking a little sketchy. Castano's a dog. Hopefully Canelo maybe trains with Castano because I think Castano's style is really nice. He brings some type of wits, and I think Canelo probably needs more wits. Other than going in there trying to fight like Deontay Wilder, because Bivol beats him easy in the rematch. If anybody wants to bet on the panel, I'm here to stay.
What you trying to bet on?
Canelo.
Damn, was the Charlo fight that boring? You ain't got nothing to say about Charlo?
I just said something. Did you not hear it?
I mean, it felt like it was 2 seconds. Did he just undispute? I don't think Bivol undisputed.
I think probably because you have hella anger.
No, I don't think Bivol undisputed. I don't think Bivol undisputed. Why are you acting as if Bivol did something greater than? Why don't you give Jermell his credit?
Look, Canelo, I don't think you listen, man.
Why you don't give Jermell his credit?
Okay, what?
The first thing he said was, I was so infatuated with that fight. But
yes,
but in reality, you're obsessed and infatuated with Canelo. You're talking about Canelo and Jermell Charlo, undisputed. Almanac, when's the last time someone undisputed in 54?
You can't get no money on fights. You always lose.
When the last time somebody undisputed in 54?
Winky right in the three-belt arrow, 04.
Okay, so Jermell did something that never been done, but this fool still fucking riding Canelo. You still riding Canelo.
Canelo got no game plan.
Look at him. You are obsessed, man. You got a tattoo of Canelo. You got a tattoo of Canelo on your right butt cheek. You wild gay.
You a tall nigga, but you soft. But that's my
You
call,
talk
man.
About Canelo. You soft. You soft on Canelo. You like redhead dudes. You like redhead dudes, man. You still talking about him a week later. You like redhead dudes, man.
Let's do it. 168 Bilbo Canelo.
Nah, let's do it, man. Change your Tinder profile to Canelo, man. You weird.
2G.
You wild weird right now. 2 weeks still talking about Canelo. My man's undisputed. This is what I said, but then I tell you this. Then I tell you analytically, these dudes don't do numbers. All they do is hate on Canelo. Look, he calling it. You calling in just to hate on Canelo. He ain't even fought. Goddamn shame.
Right now. On your own show, you can't bet me.
Bye. Please, fellas. The man undisputed, man. Because when Canelo undisputed, Danny, you were excited, right? You were happy.
Yes, as I was Saturday night.
Why would you be talking about someone else? The man undisputed. Can we get real boxing fans here? Please do better, man.
We did it first. We did it first. And we motivate even the greats.
Oh, what a big shot by Lopez! I told everybody!
What he done to the boxing world to be number one in a junior weight division?
FCS promotion.
My favorite beat.
Yo, Nestor Gibbs. Yo, Nestor Gibbs.
David Maldonado.
Yo, let me ask you a question because I was having a heated debate with somebody about this. He told me that he doesn't put anybody on the pound for pound list if they don't have a belt.
We're talking about pound for pound tomorrow, man. We're trying to give Jermell.
No, listen. It's got something to do with Boots Ennis, all right? I told him that you don't got to have a belt to be on the pound for pound. For me, it's about resume. Let's say hypothetically, right, Boots Ennis fights Keith Thurman next and knocks him out and still can't get a championship fight. So he does a one-off, like you say. He made his own lane by jumping to 154 for a one-off and knocks out Sebastian Fundura. Then comes back down to 147. By that time, let's say Spence beats Crawford in a disputed decision, and then Boots fights Crawford coming off of a loss. Crawford don't got a belt, and Boots knocks him out. Are you putting Boots in the pound for pound
after
that?
David, stop!
That was a big makeup story.
Stop, bro. You do this shit on Patreon. Why do you fall in love with these hypotheticals? Then it be fucking a fucking Spider-Man web. So-and-so fought this one, that one had to fight this one. Hypothetically, if he lost, he fight. Bro, you been lost all right. Me, man.
All right, listen. If Boots knocks out Thurman, knocks out Fundura, and knocks out the loser of Spence versus Crawford.
He said knocks out Fundura. Yo, his biggest name is a fucking Canadian. Pump the brakes. What's wrong with these dudes? He going to knock out Fundura next? Yo, let these fights happen, y'all. Y'all tripping hardcore right now. Like, damn, he ain't even win a belt. He about to go knock out Fundura at 54.
The answer to your question is yes, though.
Essentially, if he knock out anybody and everybody, would you put him on a belt without a belt?
Without a belt.
Yeah. Without a belt, though.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's my argument. That's my argument. He goes on the top five. He goes on the top five.
Top five with no belt. Get your ass out of here, man.
Top five,
no,
dog.
You know what's funny?
Inouye's on the
you
top five. Inouye beat. Let me ask you a question. Who did Inouye beat? Let me name me one Hall of Famer that Inouye beat. in four divisions. Spence,
I got a
better
question
than one division.
I got a better question for you as a historian. I got a better question.
He just knocked out Obali. I seen Nonito Donaire at the gym, and he looked damn good, and he had eaten in 3 days.
Nonito got beat up already by Rigondeaux, bro.
Listen. So why is it that we choose, like, what we want to remember, right? Because, like, when I say Ernie Shavers, what's the first thing coming to mind, Bo?
Power.
What's the first thing coming on?
Power.
You?
Hardest puncher.
Meanwhile, he had 8 fucking losses.
Hmm.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? So a dude like Wilder, who we all know for power, right now in this era, in today's day, he's garbage for these fans.
Keith Thurman.
For these fans, is garbage. Keith Thurman is garbage. Ernie Shavers got 8 losses.
Well,
he's legend.
Hold on.
He's legend.
I had a report in the game tell me this one time, because I was talking about a fight that took place in the early 2000s, right? And he was like, he wasn't even a part of the conversation. He overheard. He's like, what? Are you crazy? He's like, no, what you got to do, go back and read the articles and that was printed during that time.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, because people appreciate you afterwards. He's like, what they saying about these guys, they wasn't necessarily saying everything they saying now, that they wasn't saying that
exactly.
Back then. So he's like, they always appreciate you after. He's like, you got to go back and read the articles. That was, he's like, Google. And he's like, you know, most of them is up. He's like, go back, read the articles from that time.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Ali Frazier, I don't know if it was one, I think it was 3 specifically. When they announced him in this corner, like, the fans booed him. They booed Ali. At pretty much the height of his career, they booed him. And then he, like, started doing, like, a fake little crying thing with his gloves. And then they started, like, laughing and praising him at that point. But they literally booed him as soon as they announced Muhammad Ali, 30-something wins, whatever, knockout. They started booing him.
Mm. I mean, we're in a generation now where the attention span, they can't listen to a song longer than 3 minutes. I just think that whole Floyd did us a disservice. He gave us a lot of great things.
It's the sport we're in, bro.
But the whole, you can't,
I just went all the way back to Ali where they ain't even have no streaming whatsoever.
Right, but I'm saying,
and they were still hating.
But you can lose. It's okay to lose. It's okay to lose today.
And that was a different era. In that era, it was okay to hate. Like,
it's never been okay to hate.
Right,
but in the sport of boxing, it's going to be hate no matter what.
In that era, they was like...
Oh, you're talking about hating, like, black and white.
Yeah, hating was a fucking sport.
I have zero problems with fighters losing fights. That's what you get in the ring for. What I do have a problem with, though, is when you lose a fight and you never want that get back. You don't want a rematch. That's weird to me.
I mean, why? Sometimes, you know, you just... He got your number.
But I'm saying guys have more than one loss.
If you enjoy getting the fight and George beat you down... You probably won't want to fight George again. Or if you do, you want to get beat up again?
I want my payday. Bottom line.
For real, man. Like, yo, if a dude got your number, what you going to do fighting him every day? All right, and then cool. You beat 1 out of 10? What the fuck?
The Charlo bus has arrived.
You can't go home happy. Who that, King Bourne?
Nah, just all of
no,
everybody.
No, someone in there, though, in the green.
King Bourne's in there.
The green is Info Joe.
Brooklyn Zoo is coming through your town.
Let's get to it.
When you see old dirty bastards on a position like that, then you know that'll get rid of the show.
Yeah, I love my TVB, comrade.
SurvivingVoice.com.
Listen, man.
What?
Goddamn slide of crabs, goddamn damn thing. That's all I need, and I'm good. Hey, yo, y'all hear me, right?
We hear you.
Yo, don't hold me back. Let's fuck that. I'm going off today. Listen, man, I love my TVB comrades. I love my TVB live chat comrades. Let's get to it. Hey, yo, Castaño is nice, but... When you take the end away from nice, you get ice. He tastes them, y'all. Charlo, whoever hating on Charlo's a fucking hater. Fuck him. Throw him in the container.
Mr.
You heard?
PBC.
That boy was on his... Yo, listen. You heard what Devin James say in the 8th round. He said, yo, you heard him. All the body shots wore him down. Now just stand on your punches. Just stand doing it, shit, but don't get crazy now. And what happened? Yo, he caught him with a short left hook. When he hit him, I didn't know what the fuck happened. I thought he just collapsed, yo. When he got up, he was out. And what happened after the fight? He said, yo, Castaño, what was the difference? He said, the first fight, he didn't catch me. This fight, he caught me. Yo, shout out. 154 made history. That shit going down forever, yo. Castaño is nice. He just ain't Mel. That's all it is. You know what I mean? And yo, I'm on my switching my fixing my fuck that Ness. I can't hold me back. You got beef? When you in Vegas, call 1-800-NESS-VEGAS. Let you know the shit is real. The fights I want. I want Spider-Craft, Andorra versus Tim Zo. Let's go.
Why are you protecting Charlo?
No,
I don't want the number one mandatory to fight him. No, I don't want him to fight the champion. I want him to fight another mandatory so two mandatories could cancel themselves out. Because Tim Zoo's a puncher and Spider-Craft's a problem. Why we want both of those dudes to fight Charlo?
Because you can't diss me, Ness. Listen, I still want Spider-Craft versus Charlo. I got
just
Spider-Craft.
Not now, huh? Just not now.
He can have him now. What it?
You want Tim Zoo for a no belt.
No, I'm doing switching my fixing up right now. I got Keisha. I got Gary Russell versus Isaac Lewis at 135. And yo, fuck that. Wilder's coming back. And he going to fight in China against Yao Zhang.
You want that?
Fight, y'all. Let's go. Wilder comeback fight versus Yao Zhang. Listen, Cerdo Ramirez, yo, he fight like a lightweight. People gonna destroy you. Hey, yo, PBC, I told you I'm coming at you. Where the fuck is Jeff Gordy at? What the fuck? The fool's at? Destroyed him. He destroyed the man 2 rounds. Destroyed him, yo. Gordy, yo, Jeff, you got...
Yo, I love Shakur, man. I love Shakur, man. I swear, I hope this means something, bro, because you see, he knows what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Screen share this shit, George. Can't make this shit up, man. Nah, do your thing. Bro, look, Shakur, will you go for undisputed in this weight class or look for bigger and better fights? Read that, Danny, because I know this must hurt you. This is your man's.
No, he said, I want to and I will, but since I'm not Loma, but I think Undisputed is played out.
Facts.
Crying, laughing.
Say what?
But he just cries and laughs out loud. That's what I'm saying. Like how you think this shit funny? Like, this is how he is. If you ain't a certain person.
Oh, you don't need to. Fuck all those belts out there.
Like, come on, man.
He didn't think it was funny. Like, I mean, it's like a sarcastic laugh. Like. He know.
No, I know it's a sarcastic laugh, but I'm saying, like, I mean, isn't it time to go?
I don't understand it either.
Like, you didn't get the Warrington fight. It took you 2 divisions to get the Oscar Valdez fight. Mm-hmm. Now you finally unify. You win your biggest fight, and your own promoter talking about, what are we going to undispute for? Meanwhile, there's only 7 men in the history of boxing. In the history of boxing, there's only 7 men to undispute. He talking about, what are we going to do that for?
I mean, to be fair, we've only been in the 4-belt era for like 20 years.
So are there more undisputeds?
Of course.
How many?
Shit, probably hundreds. Who knows?
Who knows?
3 belts.
When it was 3 belts. 2 belts. Yeah, so when it was 3 belts, how many undisputeds?
And when it was 1 belt?
So the one, you win the 1 belt, you're undisputed.
You were undisputed.
So that's why he's saying it's like hundreds.
Hell no. 1 belt wasn't no undisputed.
It was disputed
that he was undisputed because he only had 1 belt to dispute.
And let me tell you, even in the UFC, since it's only 1 belt, they announce him as of reigning, undisputed,
mm-hmm.
You know, whatever champ, whatever.
Bro, how dare you bring up that garbage sport?
Man, I'm just stating, you know, that.
Stating.
Indeed, it is undisputed with only 1 belt.
Man, I'm going out to what I mean, man. Y'all out here talking crazy, man.
I think it's what I mean.
Yeah. The king is what I mean.
Oh, shit, I got to unmute you? Come on, Danny.
Yeah, come on, Danny.
Yo, what's good? What's good, fellas?
What up?
Let's talk about it, man. Yo, Boots, listen, I like the Thurman fight for him. I thought Stanonis had a strap, though. That's the only reason why I was calling for that. You know, you got
you got the regular.
The pot. You got a regular, right? WBA, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, those WBAs, man. They just get them motherfuckers out like edibles, man. So, yeah, he got a WBA. I like that one. Still, you know what I'm saying? The welterweight division is so deep. You know, Thurman is the fight I'd like to see, you know, because that's just the name. You know, you get the cachet from fighting a guy like that, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know where Thurman's at, but this is, again, I like when them old lions, you know what I'm saying, they give it to the young lions. I think if, and I'm with my man, I don't know his name, but respect due, because, you know, Floyd perverted the sport with this, you have to retain your O. Like, that's a bunch of bullshit. So the honorable thing, I don't know if motherfuckers believe in that, but to me, you know, it's corny. The honorable thing is, if you an old head, don't sit around, and he already lost. So let that young man, you know what I'm saying, test his mettle against you if you think you still, you know what I'm saying, in the perspective, in that view at 147. But this is what I like for Charlo, man. And Ness, you turned me into a businessman with this boxing shit. I remember I used to be a good old boy, thinking with my heart, just wanting to see guys fight. That's turned me into a businessman, got me with this fucking A-side shit in my head. So this is what I'm thinking for Charlo, man. He needs to go to Australia. I know Danny don't like the flight, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, go over to Australia with Tim Tszyu and get some fucking money. Get his money over there. Do a fight in the stadium. He's going to flatten Tim Tszyu, so he ain't leaving it up to the judges. So go over there, get you a bag, and then come back. If Spider Crab ain't lose to whoever, and this is an A-side slut move, if Spider Crab ain't lose to whoever he lose to while he was waiting for Charlo to go grab that bag, then whatever. Because when you get them undisputed titles, it's like getting a college degree. You need a return on your fucking investment. You already paid 11% out, so he got to go somewhere. If Australia got a big bag, go over there and take that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's a good move for him, but he got to fight Spider Crab unless he move up, because you know what the speculation is going to be. You know what I'm saying? But I guess you ain't really great unless they tell you that you ducking somebody, right? And as far as the Spence and, you know, Ennis thing go, Spence, you know what I'm saying, he's in a tough position, man. But, you know, from his mouth to our ears, if the Crawford fight doesn't happen, man, this ain't no big fish. This is like tuna fish, man. And tuna fish smell like pussy to me. That's my call.
Well.
No, look, Ness, it's very important what he brought up, man. Paying that 11%, bro. You know, them sanctioning fees is wild.
They killed Jermell.
Bro, they wild with the sanctioning fees. And then it's like crazy, too, because we got these interims and these regulars and these supers and these not supers and, you know.
Bro. You know what that sanctioning fee reminds me of?
What's that?
The good old U.S. of A. The taxes, man. That's why I'm lucky me and you know the tax doctors,
bro,
buddy.
The tax doctors, bro. Them the guys right there.
So you hit them up.
833-TBV-TAXX, the tax doctors. I don't know if they can help Jamel with his 11%.
Bro. Not on them sanctioning fees, but definitely on them taxes.
Definitely on them taxes.
And he fought in L.A., them taxes high.
So, you know.
That shit like almost 11%.
The tax doctors can help you no matter where you are.
Any
too.
State. Don't matter. Don't matter where you at.
And not just in any state, but even on the interstate.
Okay. Okay. I see what you did there. We're going out to K-Boxing in D.C.
Okay. So I want to get right to this shit right away. And that thing about sanctioning fees, I just want to run through that real quick. How you guys doing this evening? But I want to run through lines only real quick. Just like Mel said last night, you know, fuck the business of sanctioning fees and everything, because that ain't my fucking job. My job is to get in the ring and fight. I let my suits and everything that's involved with all that shit handle all that. My job is to do the best I possibly can to clean up my division and move on if possible. So that's how that shit is handled by a real fucking fighter. And everybody in the Lions Only crew, they got their mission. Whether you like it, whether the rest of these motherfuckers calling in, writing in, sending super chats, whatever, like it or not. The Lions Only crew got one motherfucking mission, and that's to clean up what they're doing in their divisions. In Jamal's division, there's only two other motherfuckers, in spite of all the talk or whatever, that got belts at 160 pounds. And that is Triple G holding two of them and Demetri Andre holding the other one. So everybody can keep beating around the motherfucking bush, beating around the bush. Triple G need to step the fuck up, okay, and fight them other two guys. And Andre need to do the same thing. All three of them need to be pushing to fucking undispute that division. Mel done did his job. He got his done. Earl got one left. So you motherfuckers can keep on hollering Ennis and all that. You don't know what the fuck Earl going to do. And at the same time, you're talking about that situation with Earl Spence and being the same as what Keith went through. How the fuck old is Keith Thurman? How the fuck old is Earl Spence? Them two motherfuckers in the same
field. Don't everybody believe
Deron
in Google?
Ennis is
go Google
10
that
motherfucking,
shit.
Hold. Listen, Deron Ennis is 10 motherfucking years younger than Terrence Crawford, who's supposed to be number one in that division. Just like Keith and Danny and Sean and all of them said, hey, we ain't dealing with that motherfucking young bull. That young bull got to do just what he continued doing, just what he's doing, clean up every motherfucking body else. And when his turn comes, he's going to get his turn. So, Ness, your hating motherfucking ass can keep on running your mouth, but all you're doing is making yourself look bad on a daily basis.
You scared.
That's my motherfucking call.
You scared, motherfucker. You scared. Huh? Now he too young. Clean up the division. Yo, they funny as hell. When it's Canelo, oh, Canelo need to fight is mandatory. When it's Loma needs to fight is mandatory. Now it's Earl. Nah, let him swim, huh? I see. Who next, man? Who is next?
LV Slugger.
Bro,
they be aggressive as a mug. It be crazy.
He ain't saying nothing. Bunch of scared Spence fans.
Only time y'all see me in rage is when I turn into the Bronze Mama.
I want a body.
You sound terrible.
You got Metro?
There's every day. He in the sticks. He in Alabama.
He got Metro.
He in Alabama, bro.
What you got? Cricket? Cricket Mobile? He in Alabama, so you got Cricket?
Cricket Mobile.
He probably got AT&T, but when you're in the woods, bro.
He ain't got no AT&T.
Bro, I got AT&T. They ass.
He probably got
AT&T.
Nah,
give me the fucking Red Bull, bro.
No. Go get another one. Look, people in the chat are saying slow down on the Red Bull.
Bruh.
I got Jay Benitez.
That's another Alabama. Put him on.
Bruh. Let's see if we combine them. If they could combine service.
Lito,
Pelos, and Gatos.
And it's not going the distance. Either he'll wave the white flag or I'll wave the corner.
Boxingboys.com.
A lot of you live believable lives.
It's easy to sit in those seats. It ain't easy to stand up here. Remember that.
Matter of fact, when I smacked his brother in this gym right here, he didn't do anything. All he did was stand there like a big fat pussy.
Your mind has that fight coming out.
With me getting my hand raised.
Promotion.
Why are you talking over my man intro, bruh?
Disrespectful. Y'all funny as fuck. Said combine our phone networks together. Funny as hell. And I got AT&T, man.
Told you. That's Alabama, man.
Yeah, you sound decent, though.
At least we can hear you.
Appreciate it. Yo, man. What Jamel did yesterday, man, was legendary, man. He deserves all the respect and credit for what he did, man. You know, he should be on everybody's going forward. He should be on everybody's top five list without any questions. And I truly feel that his road to Undisputed was way harder than Canelo's. Outside of that, with the other fights that occurred, Boots is what I mean, think is he's talented and everything, man. But he really should have three no contests on his fucking record, man. Just to be honest, man. Fucking DeMar May punched him in the back of the fucking head. Fucking Clayton punched him in the back of the head. Shit, he ain't gonna be able to do that same shit against Keith Thurman, man. And if he do, I bet you Brett won't call that shit to DQ with that. So long story short, man, I mean, he shows a lot of promise and talent, but man, like Earl said, man, he's gonna reel in some shit that he ain't ready to reel in, man. He ain't ready for the big dogs just yet, man. Like you said, we ain't see him even give up the Eddie Browns yet. So, he claims he does everything better than what Bud does, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not really to buy into all that hype just yet. And also, man, I mean, I can't believe at one point I was campaigning for Clayton saying that, hey, this should be his own main event on some other card or whatever the fuck on their own card. Man, he shit the fucking bed. He's a disappointment, man. I mean, all the callers that were saying that fight should go the distance or whatever the fuck, we need to really goddamn reevaluate all their boxing knowledge, man. Other than that, Ness, man, salute to the show, salute to the panel. And also, man, you got to give Mr. CYP his credit, man. He was the only one probably standing on his shield this whole time about these Charlos and everything like that. We got to shut up and respect it, man. And I'm out.
He didn't lose service in Alabama.
All righty then, CYP.
Mr. CYP.
Man, you know I lost my...
You lost your service? Hello. Champ, we coming back. Bye. Who's that, Dual Ingrams?
Dual Ingrams.
Hey, Compton.
Hello.
Dual Ingrams, you got on mute. What up? What up?
What up, you guys? So it was nice to meet you, Danny. Shook your hand. I saw some other people repping TVV. I had on my hat. Man,
oh,
I was
you
there.
Made the episode?
I have no idea. But
He made the episode. Yeah, he made the episode. We had the camera rolling.
Tell your mama you famous now. You on TV, baby.
I sure will, man. But I was there at 3, I got there early in the 9-degree heat, I was on the floor, and I saw all the fights, man, and the Jerron Boots Ennis fight, he had his, Castillo Clayton had his little, about six dudes sitting right next to me, man, after the first round, they sat down, they started looking at their phones, they wasn't even into the fight, it was kind of crazy, honestly, I think Charlo was a lot more dominant than a lot of people think. Because, sitting on the floor, you could really hear the punches landing. He was just a lot more effective with his punches. His he was connecting and he was hurting, dude. You could see him wearing him down. And I feel like a lot of times Castaño was he was hitting Charlo, but he was Charlo was rolling with the punches. He was taking some of the heat off of it. So, I really had him in a dominant performance. I gave Castano like 2, maybe 3 rounds. But I think it was a great fight. As a boxing fan, I would love to see the Fundora fight, but I know that's not the biggest and best fight. So, it is what it is. But that's my call.
All right. Who is that? Hawk in Maryland. What is up?
What time is it?
Hawk in Maryland.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Great show. Yes. Dan. And Brandon. I'm out.
TBV.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Rainwalk, what up?
What up, what up?
Thanks too much. Happy birthday to my man, Bo. And Young Ness. Hey, look, can y'all hear me?
Yep. What up?
Okay, cool. Ain't too much. A little thing that kind of slipped through the cracks. I don't know. Ryan Garcia left Eddie Reynoso, and he won his fight, and everybody else has lost. I mean, they put better fighters, but the fact is they lost, and he won. So it's kind of wild. On to the Boots fight. His opponent, I don't really want to say his name, but his tree ornament. You know, he was just hanging around, waiting to get knocked off. So, you know, he did his job. He threw like three punches. I mean, go back and check the stats. He thrown three or four punches in the whole two rounds. I mean, I've seen this with Mike Tyson. I'm an older dude. I've seen dudes get into the ring, look like brick musclemen, like Bruce Seldon did against Mike Tyson. And I looked at him, and he just fell over. So, you know, but all credit to Boots. He's a monster. No question. No disrespect at all. The Charlo fight. Hey, and another one thing about that Reynoso thing. You got to look at Derrick James different, man. You got the unified champion. They ran it collecting belts over there. They collected belts. He got Charlo undisputed. He's got to be the coach of the year, Derrick James. He need to be looked at for real. But the Charlo fight. Man, what an excellent, excellent performance. And yo, Ness,
yo,
can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Charlo had jab. He tried it early, and he kept getting hit with an overhand right. They kept touching him right on the chin, so he had to stay away from the jab. But he boxed, moved, he held, let him go, boxed, wore him down, beat him up, and took him out. And excellent, A-plus performance. I ain't seen something like that all the time. With the type of energy he had throughout the whole fight, Jermell Charlo is definitely a different level. His brother gonna have to really do something spectacular because he's getting blown out the water by his brother as far as competition. I mean, that was an excellent performance. That's all I can say. That was an excellent performance. But great fight, great show. Just called in to say that all the praise need to go to Charlo. The performance, I mean, he beat the dude up. He took him out of his plan. He did everything. He outboxed him, beat him up, and pretty much destroyed him. There's no reason for a rematch, and I don't think anybody would want to see a rematch of that kind of beat up. Anyway, CBV number one. I'm out.
All right. Hulk in Maryland. Gracious. Let's go out to Info Joe. What is up?
Because you know, there ain't no show without Info Joe.
Are you ready for our next bout? Let me hear you.
Shout out to the boxing god. It's showtime.
The fight starts now. Give the fans a show and don't let your hands go.
Puff Pastries on IG. Satisfy that cannabis infused sweet tooth.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up? Am I clear in the atmosphere?
Yes, sir.
What's up, champs?
What's up?
Shout out to all y'all, man. What up, TBB? What up, Bo? What up, Danny? What's up to the brother that's on there, man? I ain't got your name.
St. Louis Red.
What's goody?
What's up, St. Louis? In the building.
What's up,
y'all doing an awesome job, man. First things first, as I always do, got to give a shout out to the boxing gods. We're being blessed with back-to-back weekend of great fights. Boxing is on fire. The sport is lit. Next, can I get a round of applause, shotguns, yells? Can I get that? That's right. That's what boxing, man. Our sport is on fire right now, man. We cracking, man. Yo, shout out to Boots Ennis for the victory, man. I thought the punch was fair. Dude dipped down. I thought it was fair. You know what I'm saying? This shit happens. It wasn't intentional, but I believe it was fair. Boots, man, is super talented. Jab was nice. Long. He varies his combos. Man, the dude is athletic like Roy Jones. Philly, y'all got one. He looks promising. If he can take a shot on the chin by a puncher, he'd be a force to reckon with. That's real talk. Shout out to the Undisputed. Jermell Charlo, man, he put on a great performance. I like how he was always first and last in the exchanges. He was always quick to answer with his shot. He fought good off the back foot. Every time his back touched the ropes, he was either would clinch or check hook and pivot out. He had a great performance, man. I would like to see him fight Spider Crab next, put him in a pot of boiling water and cook him. And after that, man, I don't know about paying all them damn sanctioning fees. Maybe I don't know what he's going to do after that. But most people will drop all of those belts after a while. I know that's coming a lot out of your pocket to hold on to all four belts. But if he moves up, then his brother got to move up. So I don't know if you see it that happens there. Hey, man, let's keep this in the air. We're going to keep positive vibes. The Crawford versus Spence, the fight is going to happen this year. Bo, I'm so confident the fight is going to happen because I ain't never seen Spence talk about it so much. And Bo, start looking out for a building for on your spare time, brother, for appreciation night. I'm pretty sure people will travel for that fight, man, and we can all link up. And let's do appreciation night, and let's keep that in the back of your mind, man, while you're working, champ.
Let's go! I'm ready!
We ready. Let's go. make the boxing voice your choice. Hit them thumbs up. They doing pound for pound work. That's all I got. Shout out to all the callers, everybody in the chat, even those that are listening. You're listening to the number one, pound for pound, in the business. Peace.
Info Joe. Who next?
LV Slugger.
LV Slugger. Trying you again.
Fellas, y'all hear me?
We hear you.
Yeah, what up? Yeah, undisputed, man. We can box it, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me start off with Zerto. You know, Zerto did what he had to do. You know, I think he's a mandatory to Pivotal. So, you know, hopefully if Pivotal don't get that rematch, you know, he can knock off two Mexican fighters back-to-back. You know what I'm saying? Zerto, I think Zerto caused more problems than what Canelo did with his, you know, with his size. You know what I mean? I don't think it'll be as easy as a Canelo fight. But, yeah, man, Boots, yeah, he definitely looked good, man. But, you know, two rounds, that ain't, you know, I want him to put somebody in there that I feel like durable, you know, that can really give him some rounds. And I feel like that Boutier, man, I forget his name, dude, standing on is just beat for that regular.
Yeah, Boutier, yep.
Yeah, Boutier, I feel like he's a nice, durable fighter, one for he ain't going to, I feel like he'll be a nice little fight for Ennis. Let's see what, you know, if he can give him some good rounds. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, and it's definitely on its way. But, you know, I think we're definitely in the undisputed era, man. We in the year of the undisputed. You know, Jermell just got finished doing what we had to do to be undisputed. I definitely feel like he's top five under pound for pound, man, top five. Then you got Devin Haney 3 weeks away. Pambosa's undisputed. Then we're going to top it off with the biggest fight of boxing. Bud versus Spence, undisputed. So, you know what I'm saying? I definitely think we in the year of the undisputed. You know, like I said, Jermell definitely did his thing, man. He might can go the Hagler route, man, or the Bernard Hopkins and just defend his mandatories. Because, you know, with him, he weighed 152 at the weigh-in, so it don't seem like he's having no hard time making weight. So, you know, he got a lot of dudes at 154 he can, you know, just build his resume and just stamp his name. And, you know, history, which is already stamped, but, you know what I'm saying, just a lot of names at 154, you know, that's coming up. And, you know, with my advice to him, I feel like just go with the biggest bag. So Tim Zhu offering a big bag to go to come to Australia, I advise him, you know, take that route, whatever coming with the biggest check, you know what I mean? But, yeah, he definitely did his thing, man. This is a great year of boxing, undisputed era. Yeah, that's my call.
All right. Got a $1.99 super chat from Teddy B. Miss Midwest Sports Talk. It says, y'all going to bite off more than y'all can chew for Boots. And then we got Teddy Set Go with the $2 super chat. Says, Jermell Charlo should have Josh Taylor pound for pound. Followed by Ness Coney with the $5 super chat who says, LOL, I'm from Philly. I'm actually a Boots fan. But the Boots don't even expect to fight Arrow before BJ fight Bud.
Neither do we. Again, that's just Spence fans trying to deflect, make some shit up.
We got Big Supermex with the $9.99. No, we're going to spin the wheel for you, Supermex. Says EJ return fights are Danny Swift Garcia and Ugas. Chiefs are Jose Cito and Barrios off a loss. Shut that soft spit up. Chiefs biggest days was a decade ago. His time has passed. We got the super fight right there. Let it be. Wow, Supermex went off then, and he put a little extra on the dollar amount. Shots fired. Mm.
Who next?
We're going to spin the wheel for Supermex one time.
Spin that wheel, Ness.
Give us some more energy, Danny.
Spin that wheel, Ness.
Spin that wheel, Ness.
Danny leaning right now.
Like he's drinking, man.
Nah.
And George, are you ready?
I got a crop orange. I know I'm to look ugly. There we are.
Yeah.
Shit.
Shit, ugly, bro. You got left
I
a little
tried.
Space to the right.
I tried.
The one smoke break per day.
Smoke weed every day.
Per week. We never fucking get it.
Then
so.
We never get.
Then we got,
ever.
Hold on. Two more super chats. Then
two
we go
more.
Call it. We got Teddy B. Midwest Sports Talk back again. Said, Charlo crazy knockout. Top talent. Late is unheard of. And we got William Boxing with the $199. Says, Canelo haters suspect obsessed with Nello.
Hell yeah.
Laughing emoji.
He talking about PBC. Mm. He the only dude to call in about Canelo. I'm telling you, he got a tattoo.
Do you really?
I'm pretty sure.
Canelo tattoo?
Mm-hmm.
He did a good job at picking Bilbo, though. He's been screaming, Bibble. For quite some time.
Bro, he picked
and
everyone
it
against.
Came through.
He picked everyone against.
Oh, he picked
Canelo.
Everybody against him. He picked Yildirim, probably, maybe.
I ain't going that far. You out here wilding.
Baby, you want baby?
Who next?
I know that.
Swift. Call me now. Swift in an 8-1 Tress.
What up?
Mic check. Mic
one,
check.
1-2-1-2. What's your thoughts on...
Come what's
on,
up?
Don't talk to us. This call, bro.
What up?
What's up, Ness?
Nah, that was a video.
Oh, where, man? What's up with that, fellas, man? Good day to the panel, man. After a great weekend of boxing. How y'all feeling?
All good.
All well.
Where? Hey, man, I just want to give congratulations to Mr. Lions Only. You know what I'm saying? Jermell Charlo becoming the 7th undisputed man, 4-belt era. Shouts out to him. Also, big shout out to Zudo. Zudo got his win. And I want to also welcome y'all to another era, which is the Jerome Boots era. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, gentlemen, we are not watching the passing of the torches in boxing. You know what I'm saying? Our youngest are starting to blossom, become champions. And these old dudes are just going to knock each other off and make way for the new era. This shit is coming, man. It is coming. Shakur is about to undispute. At the junior lightweight, I see it coming. Y'all heard it here first. Jerron is going to whoop either Bud or Spence, either, whoever gets in there with him at whatever time. You know what I'm saying? It's going to come. The man has his rod out, and he's really fishing. He's fishing for the big fish. And when he lands it, I'm telling you, it's going to be a fish fry. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be lovely. But just wanted to give another shout-out, man, to all the victors is over the weekend. And shout out to the panel once more. And I catch y'all boys to Mayana. And y'all have a great night.
Appreciate
all right, champ. Let me.
We got a counterpunch from Giants Benitez.
$4.99.
Or was that the call that he had already earlier?
No, I doubt it. That's a new one. James Benitez.
What up?
Yo, what's up, man? Yo, you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, appreciate you coming back to me, man. Hey, man, everybody out here acting like that Boots is just super unbeatable, man. Like, yo, Gary Antoine already then took care of his ass 3 times back in the day, man. And we all know that's the reason why he went to 147 instead of trying to run back into him at damn 140. But we know he can make 140. And we're talking about how he needs to make his own path. I mean, Boots is a big motherfucker. So why he just, since he thinks he can beat all the big dogs at 147, why he just jump up and just start calling out Charlo as well? Did y'all saying that he ain't going to get the fight with Bud or Earl this year? Why he do that? But the main reason why I wanted to counterpunch is because I ain't like what Espinosa said, man. Like, hope these fighters don't price themselves out, man. Why is it every time it comes to black fighters, man, the word price themselves out always come out, come up, man? Dillian White, fucking got blood and Earl. And even
He made it clear in the interview that he don't want these guys thinking that they're getting Mayweather-Pacquiao money because they're not Mayweather-Pacquiao.
That shit shouldn't even be mentioned. It should be like, hey, we're just going to do solid negotiations and everything. Whatever comes, it comes.
Well, that's the thing, though. People got this thing made out in their head that the longer they wait, the more money they're going to get. And he's letting them know, you can wait till your face turn blue. This ain't Mayweather-Pacquiao.
Oh, yeah. Real quick. Hey, Fandora ain't got shit for goddamn Charlo, man. So, you know, in my personal opinion, I think Bud, Earl, and Charlo step on that dude, man. You know, he's gonna get embarrassed sooner than we know, man, because these guys ain't no damn. They're way better than Jermonte Clark, man. And, you know, these skill sets are elite. You know what I'm saying? That's my call.
Yeah, a lot of people making excuses, man. We got Oscar on blah. Actually, we got Big Brother Noomse. What up?
Yo, peace of TVV, what's happening? Shout out to the best boxing show in the universe, to my guys. Hey, man, one of the callers said something earlier, man, you ain't dope unless, you know what I mean, you ain't hot in these streets for real, these boxing streets, unless they saying you ducking somebody. So, you know, we got to take that, you know, if you got haters, we got to let that be. Was happy to see Boots out there on that stage performing. I don't think none of them dudes should fight him. You know, everybody pretty much aged out. The sacrificial lamb should be Keith Thurman for sure, because, you know, he made bad choices in his career. So he should be the one to have to take him on. I think Earl gonna age out pretty much out of this division, because, you know, we can't keep this weight up. Everybody knows that. You know, he only got one or two more fights. He only got one or two more fights. He's going to 154. I mean, it's not a coincidence that Charlo said he probably going to go to 160. He already said it. Like, you know what I mean? This is not, like, new shit. Like, he's already been said. But shout out to Charlo, man. What Charlo did last night was phenomenal. That down, man. They was going at it. And then from the seventh round on, the way he just showed how his armor, you know what I mean, Lions only, that shit was great to see. You know, people that really, really, truly respect boxing, like everybody in this community, should definitely just appreciate, you know, what we saw last night, man, because we ain't necessarily going to see that again. And Derek Luke should definitely be no question, trainer of the year. Easy.
Do you mean Derrick James?
Derrick James, my bad. But, yeah, that's my call, man. Shout out to everybody. Ness, appreciate you. Shout out to the whole TBV.
Appreciate it.
We got Dana Jones with the $5 Super Chat says, Ness, y'all don't read my Super Chats because y'all be smoking too much. My wife used to drink energy drinks all day long until she had a massive heart attack. I hope she's okay, brother. We got Jason with the 999 says, Charlo needs to get more respect. He is top 3 pound for pound for sure. No one road to undisputed is tougher than 154 besides what Errol is about to do at 147. Not Bud or Taylor at 140 or Canelo at 168. Two lion emojis, two 100 emojis. We're going to spin the wheel for you, Jason, and go to the Valley Savage Super Chat in the meantime. What the heck? My computer just...
My man Dana Jones said, my bad, Ness. I've been sending them cash apps to someone else. I thought it was you. But you still don't read my Super Chats. Meanwhile, that's the second one, and we read the first one.
Oh,
yo,
man.
Cash App at the Boxing Voice. CHABOXINGVOICE, obviously. Ness GTO, they had shut me down because they like, yo,
you're not a business.
You acting like you're not a business, but you're businessing. I got
businessing on the personal page, bro.
They don't want the personal businessing business.
Right. You might have to hit up the tax doctor.
We ain't spin the wheel for
yeah, we got to spin it.
For Jason.
T-shirt entry.
Let's go. Let's go. To this day.
Go ahead.
The Valley Savage. Don't matter what side you on. Crawford versus Spence next. Boots versus Thurman on a collision course. Boots going to make him retire by the 8th. And we got Killer Kells in Cali says, give my boomerang to CYP. Let that man cook. CYP. CYP.
CYP. There you go.
Let me know. At LA service, though. No, we can't hear you.
We're going to have to come back to you.
Call them. We'll be back after these messages. We'll be right. Oscar San Antonio.
What's up, Ness? What's up, Danny? What's up, Bo? Go ahead and feed me my crow. I pick up on you. I think Jermell's a problem. He kept saying this is one for Charlo's, not for Jermell. I think that's the reason why his brother, you know, thinks so highly of himself. You know what I mean? Because he's riding on the bandwagon still of his brother. But, you know, caller who said he had a harder road. How many undefeated fighters did Jermell fight, Ness, on his way to undisputed?
I don't know, but he did beat the champions, though.
I know, but how many? And how many times did he lose to undisputed on his road to undisputed?
He lost once.
I hear you. But I think Spence, that is hypocrisy with him. But back to that.
He fought two undisputed fighters.
Undefeated.
Undefeated fighters. I'm asking you a question, bro. He fought Erickson Lubin, who was undefeated, and he fought Brian Costano.
Erickson Lubin was not a champion.
It wasn't. So just you didn't have to answer. I was just saying. Yeah, but
it
you
was
didn't have to answer.
Rhetorical question.
Yes, I was being funny. Exactly. Thank you.
Oh, my bad. You asked me twice, so I ain't know.
No, you're good. You're good, bro. You're good. I know I'm limited. That's why.
We're going to give you time. You good, bro. You good. We good.
Okay, appreciate it. Hey, one thing before that. Hey, Bo, my wife ordered a hat for me Tuesday. When is it coming in? I'm not trying
to
say
anything.
I just want to know.
Was it Savannah?
Savannah Longoria.
It was shipped out already.
Right. Appreciate it.
I'm on it. I ain't even had to look at the list to know Savannah. And there's a lot of people ordering hats.
Yes, sir. One more thing. Let me just go on this. I just didn't like the way Brian Castaño had to force Jermell to tell him, like, hey, you know, what we did outside the ring, you know, that's just bullshit. This is us. We're warriors and all that. And
Jermell still felt some kind of way. Where do you get off saying he had the force to tell him? What do you mean?
He didn't congratulate him, bro. He didn't say, hey, you know, he put up a good fight. He kept avoiding it. Go listen to it. He kept avoiding it. And I was like, bro, come on, dude. He didn't even shake his hand, bro. Go look at
it.
He did not even shake his hand.
He said
no,
he's going to be champion again.
Yeah, after Brian's interview, when Brian forced himself in there and Brian started telling him, hey, what happened outside the ring between me and you, that's bullshit.
Bro, what do you mean after Brian's interview he forced him? First of all, Jim Gray was interviewing the champion first, and then after is when Castaño came over. He literally came over after Charlo's end of the interview and said everything that you're saying there. They didn't even start the interview. He literally walked over and hug Charlo. I don't even know what you watch.
Yeah. And that's what I'm getting at, that Brian did that. Jermell didn't even go shake his hand.
Go shake his hand? He's being interviewed with all the belts.
Bro,
no,
he,
but even
bro
before
you know what
the
I
interview,
mean?
No,
like,
no,
after
no,
they
no,
win,
no.
like, whatever. Like,
no.
go,
go ahead.
You know what I'm
go
talking
ahead.
About, bro. But you know what I mean,
don't.
Man.
The I
way,
don't.
The same way you
I
said,
didn't see it that way.
You said Wilder didn't even say nothing to Fury. It felt the same way, dude. He didn't say, like, hey, you know,
whatever, he was a good value. No, go look at the interview. He was avoiding it, and then Brian Castagno went and hugged him and said, hey, good fight.
So,
happened,
so what are you
ring,
trying to say? What are you trying to say, that he's a bad sport?
They're emotional. They're too emotional. They're getting their feelings too much. That's
Oscar.
All I'm saying, bro.
Oscar.
All right, bro.
Yes,
Oscar.
Sir.
So the expected delivery for the hat is May 16th by 8 p.m. And if you DM me on BoMason_TVV on Instagram, I can send you the tracking number right now.
Okay. Appreciate it, bro.
Yes, sir.
16th tomorrow, though.
Yeah, tomorrow morning. Well, tomorrow evening.
Yeah. And we're going to go out to...
Who is it?
Jaime?
Let's go to Bougie, see if he got his hat that we all signed.
I got Jaime real quick.
Yo.
R.
What up?
Yo, y'all hear me?
We do.
Yo, what up, TBV? How y'all been, man?
We straight.
That's what's up. Hey, look, man. The sport is on fire. You know, shout out to Charlo for undisputing. Castagno was game, man, but Charlo just made great adjustments. It was way sharper and cleaner than the first fight, you know. The man is on fire. Quick question, though. Is the Selecki fight with his brother at 60 or 68?
60.
I don't know. I thought it got canceled.
Oh, did it?
Selecki Charlo didn't get canceled.
It did?
It didn't.
Oh.
Selecki Charlo. Andrade
yeah.
got canceled.
I don't know what that's talking about, but yeah, no, that's at 60.
I heard Andrade got canceled, right?
Yeah, that's canceled.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Okay. Oh, no, well, yeah, I asked that because, I don't see Charlo's, the male staying at 154 much longer, so, you know, I'm curious to see what his brother's going to do in the next couple months. But, yeah, man, them guys is on fire. Shout out to them. And, yeah, that's my call, man. I ain't really got much.
Well, all right, campeón.
Vamos a ver quién
sigue.
Whatever that means.
Who's next?
It is Marcus in D.C.
Hey, what's up, TBV, man? Thank boxing for these past couple weekends, man. Been keeping me fixed like Pookie in the New Jack City. You heard me? Hey, check this here. The last quote on that dope. It ain't like Jim Gray ever asked Jamel how he felt about Castagno. Castagno just came in and made the subject matter about the pre-fight. It wasn't like Jamel was avoiding a question that Jim Gray had asked him. He was answering the questions and being gracious and saying he thanked for opportunity, thanked the people that came out. When Castagno came in, he embraced them right away. It wasn't the Jamel Charlo knocking out J-Rock joint. Like, get the, so I don't understand where he was, like, making it seem like he had to have his arm twisted or forced or whatever. Shout out to Mel, man. Mel is the Iron Man, man. See, I respect, if you lose the championship on the scale and you don't win it, and then in your next fight you win the championship, I don't think you're a two-time champion to me. Because the another dude didn't beat you, that you had to come back and show your medal. The previous caller asked, Jamel beat a unified champion, Jason Rosario. J-Rock beat Herb, who Herb was the unified champ, right? J-Rock beat a unified champ. J-Rock then got stopped by Jason Rosario. Mel turns around and stops Rosario, stops Lubin, who didn't have a title, stops Tony Harrison, like loses to Tony Harrison, gets the title back from Tony Harrison, becomes two-time, right? So he stops both of them in the 10th, and then turns around, has a war with Castagno. Some people thought he won. Some people thought Castagno won the first time. And then in the 10th round, stops him again. Like, that's metal in boxing. When a dude is the top dude, the dude that's pressing the person on the throne, and that person has to go in the war with that dude and then shows how to come back, it means a lot to me. Whoever said Earl going to be in 47 months longer after that, did y'all see how fat his face looked in the crowd already just after the Ugas fight? Man, he looked like he was 170 already. You know what I'm saying? 175. That man's face was fat as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Booth Ennis, I thought either Ugas or Thurman definitely got to get themselves back in the mix. That's the only way they're going to get play in there again. So one of them got to find out. It can't be no Jesse Vargas. Can't be no
Nobody else has to be one of them two. And because otherwise, dude might jam up and don't take no step-aside money for Crawford and Spence. He's number one in RDF and something else. But shout out to Jamel. This should be about Jamel. True, undisputed. Whoever was trying to say how many people was undefeated when Jamel got his versus Canelo, let me tell you something, bro. It's much harder. Everybody, instead of worrying about who got the O's because you caught up, tell me who's a more competitive person in their division, the people that Jamel beat or the people that Canelo beat for undisputed. Ain't no, but Callum Smith ain't beat no unified champion at 68. Caleb Plant beat Ustategui, who, you know what I'm saying, I think he had beat Darrell to get it. You can't, without Boxrec, tell me the two people, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mel, man.
We got to go to
Counterpunch by
Booge.
It's a Counterpunchy by Mr. PBC. They say it's Counterpunchy as well.
Where'd he send it?
Super Chat.
Yo, yo, what's good?
Dang.
To clarify without getting cut off, railroad, I was basically saying when I watched the post fight, Charlo got asked a question. With Cassano's style, do you guys feel that type of style would be good for a come-forward Mexican-style fighter? And he said, yeah. And I believe that type of style Castano brought, the reason why it's a good fight, because Castano, he had wits in that ring. He wasn't just trying to, you know, knock you out. He was going everywhere. Charlo had a good fight because of Castano, a unification fight, a really hard one. Castano was a really difficult dude. And I think certain people want to be good. They need to copy that or learn something from Castano because he's not just a fighter. He's bringing something different, just like Virgil Ortiz and a lot of other ones. That type of style right there is going to cause a lot of problems. And I think when it comes to Bivol, I wasn't trying to bring him up, but I was trying to say Canelo. They always talk about his jab. Castano looked really good in that fight for certain reasons because of he set stuff up and he was coming. So that's the main thing I was trying to say. And to LV, Zerto isn't in the picture. It's all about unification. Okay, Bivol can go Canelo or better beef. That's my call.
All right. Who is, we said Bougie.
Yeah, Bougie from Broward. And CYP got like his call and like three boomerangs.
Yeah,
but
neither one of them are back there.
Yeah,
Bougie.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring
but
it on,
not
catch
on
that ass too.
Hey, Daddy.
Just make sure you're not cheating. So he said that he'll fight. We're going to cool with Josh Warrington, but he won't fight me. I kind of felt like it was disrespectful.
He is a desperate fan. He gets so desperate. You know, he don't want to know. He know how to call. He know how to get in touch with me.
I feel like I'm the best fighter in boxing. Now I'm bigger. I'm stronger. I'm better. I ain't fighting the right Shakur.
This is my time to show the world who Terrence Shakur Crawford is.
Any person that can be Terrence Crawford is Terrence Crawford. I'm going to fight right now. I've been called a pretty much.
Hey, you meet your brother.
You shine at the time because they know Sean. He won't fight anybody.
Yo, could you tell that was a dollar beat?
You broke the record. You broke the record.
What
for
they
the
do,
TBB
family?
What it do, Bougie?
Can't call it. Appreciate the intro. What a great weekend of boxing, first off. You might well give me my crows because I was rocking with Castano.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Now, we're going to start with the Boots fight. Yeah. Boots, you know, he did his thing. You know, A-class performance. I wish I could, you know, see more rounds out of him so I could see what he really could bring to the table. You know, he definitely the future. With Clayton, his opponent, I think he went out there, he thought he had a little game plan until he felt them damn jabs. He couldn't get past them damn jabs. He was like, hey, he went back in that corner. He said, Coach, we came here to get that bad. Let me go and get up out of here, man. Second round, I'm going to go and get up out of here. I'm going to get this bag. And that's what he did. He went out there, he flopped or whatever, hit in the back of the head. He could have got up. Even Ennis said he thought he won't get up from that. But he said, man, fuck that. I can't beat this young nigga right here. Let me get up out of here. Now, with the main event, Charlo definitely did his thing, man. Did way better than his last performance. He boxed. He didn't fucking fight. He didn't brawl. He boxed. You know, he kept the guard up or whatever. He took his little punches. For some reason, it seemed like Castano punches hurted him more than Charlo hurted Castano, if you know what I mean. But he kept, when he was on the ropes, he was able to get off the ropes. Good foot placement. He used the ring very well. He stayed off the ropes. Like I said, he boxed. And that's what happened when you box. Instead of someone coming straight forward to you, you bring it to him, get off the ropes, do your thing. Excellent job. I can't complain at all. Now, why is it that Maul, every time they mention Benavidez or somebody, his voice start cracking. He gets scared, get all sensitive and shit, want to cry and all this shit. Like, damn, we just asked questions about Benavidez. You know what I mean? This is what the fans want. We want to see a great fight. Your younger brother out here chasing greatness, doing great things. Now, why is it that us fans or reporters ask you about Benavidez? You want to put you was like your period on. You got your panties in a bunch. Your tail's between your legs and all that there. But
say what?
Otherwise than that, man, I appreciate the whole weekend. Great fighting. I got Charlo on my top 5 pound for pound list. I got to give it to him. I got to give it to him. Top 5 pound for pound list. I can't wait to talk about it tomorrow. Y'all enjoy y'all weekend, man.
Hey, Bougie.
What's up, baby?
Your hat expected for delivery May 16th, 8 p.m. Miami,
all right.
It'll be there in Miami, Florida. And if you hit me on the DM on IG, BoMason_TBV, I can send you the tracking number.
Hey, listen, I trust y'all, bro. I'll get my hat tomorrow or some shit, bro. Appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Matt Bent, 100.
What up? What up? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? All right. Yeah. Like Charlo. Yeah. Undisputed. Oh, yeah. Ness. If Boots ever get that fight with Earl, change his name to Jonah. Change his name to Jonah. It's
the
livable.
Whale.
You figure it out.
Jonah and
you
the whale.
You figure it out. And if, what's the name? Crab Legs? Spider Crab? If you get the fight with Charlo, the boy going to sleep. He ate too much. He's going to night-night. Yeah. Give my crow for Jerry. Fucked up my money and Tony. Fucked up my money on the bed. How Jerry can let a 41-year-old man beat it? It's ridiculous. 41 years old.
Yo, he got robbed.
My gosh.
And they took
he
his glove. The 41-year-old man
made
Jerry wear his glove.
They made him. They made him wear gloves, but he forgot to. He forgot to keep his hands up on the right hand. Let that 40-year-old in the right hand upside his head all night long. Ridiculous.
He got
robbed. TBV for life, man. He ain't get robbed.
Let's go, baby.
See why
that man didn't get robbed.
Okay, my bad. You said TBV for life. I thought it was over.
He definitely
he
got
did
robbed.
Not get robbed. He got beat. He got
bruh.
Beat from a geriatric.
Bruh, he got robbed.
He got beat from a guy as old as I am.
No, how old are you?
But that's my call. I'm 50. That's my call.
Damn.
Peace.
All right.
Yo, Shadeja Green posted that she's the boots of the women's division. Special talent, man.
Okay. Mm. Okay. CYP said he is on
Blog Talk.
So
oh.
He went off on that, too. And mind you, he got literally like three or four boomerangs from others.
CYP, what up?
Yo, y'all got to bear with me. You know what I'm saying? You know I was over there. I had crowd control. They hired me for crowd control on the floor.
Man, you make sure. That...
Hey, well, one thing you know, CYP is exactly who the fuck he is in person. I'm the same motherfucker. There's a difference between a lot of people who call in to this show and me. I am exactly who I say I am. If I'm funny, I'm funny. If I'm mean, I'm mean. If I'm in your face, I'm in your face. That's just how I am. And I noticed that Raw Dog was in the chat, and he said he was at the fight. Raw Dog, you talk shit about me every single day, my man. All you had to do was come up and just tap me on my shoulder. I would have knocked your fucking ass out. And I'm not even joking. And I'm serious. I'm not joking because you disrespectful. But you had me right there, my guy. And you didn't even mention that you was there. Like, this is why I don't want to get into TV with TVB cats no more. No more. I don't want to get into it with y'all no more. Y'all had the chance to call me a bitch and all them names you call me in the chat in person. You didn't want to do the shit. You didn't want to do it because I would have whooped your ass. Just like my man Charlo whooped Castano's ass. Now, back to the business. I scored the fight 8-2 going into the 11th round. Now, people are going to say that's crazy. Are you crazy? One judge gave Castano one round. Another judge gave Castano two rounds. Another judge gave him three rounds. So all y'all who think that I don't know how to score, you better start looking at how the judges score because I'm on par with them all the time, all the time. So y'all need to understand, and you can ask Danny, I had the whole crowd mad, and then they got calm. You know why they got calm? Because they realized CYP an honest dude, and he keeping it real because Donald fucking getting his ass kicked. I had all them Argentine fans. I'm talking about hundreds of them. I'm leading the – I'm not bullshitting Danny to tell you. I'm talking to 100-plus people, turning my back, doing the scorecard live for everybody. I turn back around, watch the round. Turn back around, talk to the crowd. Turn back around. I swear to God, I'm not lying to you. Everybody was seeing what the fuck is this score going to be for this round. That's the kind of boxing fan I am. I keep it real. I support my fighters win or lose. I've been rocking with the Charlos for 8 fucking years. Every time they come to Cali, I rock with them. I was so happy that they finally got what they deserved because I've been rocking with them. Like, when you really a fan of some people, you really fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? So this is some serious shit. Them dudes been busting their ass for 8 years. Hopefully, y'all favorite fighters can do the same in the future. And I'm not even hating. I mean that shit. Because when you ride with them on their journey and they become successful, you feel good because you picked them and you believed in them. And that's how I feel when I'm talking about my man Charlo. Both of them, and y'all know that shit. So anybody who got any smoke, keep it coming, because just like the Charlos, we all Tauruses. I'm a Taurus. Both the Charlos is Tauruses. We don't give a fuck. We want all that smoke. We bulls running forward. Now I got something to say about my man Oscar who called in. Oscar, you a fucking crybaby, okay? Stop crying. You're looking for a reason to down talk Charlo because you just can't say Charlo is the better man. It's easy. It doesn't matter. Nobody here bought that shit. Everybody knows they got attitudes, and that's the way they are. We are accepting them for who they are. We know that.
Cut it. How are you giving two people credit? This is not a team sport. One man fought last night. One man undisputed last night. I get it, but it's only one dude.
But if they was born out of the same person on the same day.
Come on, man. Stop, man.
Obviously.
Stop.
And they got the same birthday, and he talking about birthday.
No one did that for Vlad, man. Like, no one did that for Vitaly.
Are they twins or are they just brothers?
No one did that for Vitaly, man.
They're not twins. They literally born the same day.
So the rules changed? The rules changed because you a twin. If you undispute, I undispute.
You just, I see you drawing your line in the sand. You just drew your line.
What you mean?
You drew your.
So I know. When you win, I win. My bad.
No. When you say you rocking with Jermell and you making that clear, but it's a fine line between Jermell and Jamal.
It's about 5 belt difference.
Is it like not 5 belts?
Ring count.
So 4 belts difference.
He got
Jamal got
he
1.
Got 5-3.
And Jamal got 1.
He got the IBO too.
How many Jamal got?
He got one. He ain't got the
yeah,
IBO.
So it's a 4 belt difference.
He got one.
Jamal got 5 and Jamal got 1.
He got one.
4 belt difference.
But it's Jamal that fought last night. That's been a problem from the beginning. People keep confusing Jamal for Jamal.
But he wasn't even like giving him credit in the ring. He was just saying, we're Tauruses. Jamal and Jamal are both Tauruses.
Nah,
they twins. They came out one minute apart, bro.
You ain't look. I
was there.
Who we got?
We got James Benitez with a $5 super chat. Says he should definitely be top 3. What he did? What the heck? Let me get closer. He should definitely be top 3. What he did was better than what Canelo did. Can't compare the comp. And Plant is my favorite fighter.
That's so sad. I'm telling you, boy, he don't even fight. He ain't even fighting. They can't help but say that name. It's insane.
That did come out of nowhere.
That's insane. It's just so many of them, so bitter. Like, even when someone else wins, they still talking about that guy. I'm not even going to mention his name, man.
And then we got Arizestro with the $9.99. And he sent us a photo today of his kid with the Julian Hawk glove on.
Oh, yeah.
And he got the TBV hat. The glove and hat was swallowing the kid, by the way. But it's $9.99. Super Chat says, Boots and Stanionis should fight for a title shot. I think it's fair seeing how he was the WBA mandatory and having Boots as the current IBF mandatory.
CYP counterpunch.
Unmuted. Let me know. Y'all hear me? This is goddamn bullshit.
Yep.
For the dude who said, oh, that coke CYP's on, we need some of that. My nigga, I've never even smoked weed before. Like, that's one thing I do. I'm very, 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 very healthy, my guy. Like, some of y'all say the most stupid, dumbest shit. Because the difference is, I tell y'all, I'm real. Like, I'm a real person. You could really look me up. You could really check my Instagram. I'm fucking real. And I
don't everybody believe in Google? Go Google that shit.
Like, look it up. Good, you damn right. Go Google that fucking shit. Oh, but I was going to say this part because I forgot. In a way, did beat Donito Donaire, right? He did. That's a legend. When he was 36 years old, and he got a rematch with him at 39 years old. So I understand why certain people, I love that win because, you know, he's at that Canelo age of 36, that right prime age of 36 plus. We know that to be true. You know how the boxing boys do. We make up shit for certain fighters that we hold back when other fighters. Oh, I think about the Undisputed run. When my man Canelo was running for Undisputed, nobody wanted to jump him off of his road. Nobody wanted to knock him off. David Benavidez was calling him. He's on the road to Undisputed. David Benavidez, sit your ass over there. But now that Errol Spence is on the road to Undisputed, hey, you should fight Boots. I love me some Boots. Definitely, but that has nothing to do with what Earl and them 30-plus-year-old boxers have in store for themselves. They 30-plus on a whole other journey. That has nothing to do with them, and Boots understands that. I'm going to tell you something. I was at the fight, and the Boots family was sitting right next to Earl Spence the whole time.
I don't know why Errol Spence fans are doing that. Like, we were pretty clear, and we've repeated ourselves. Now, like, the muscles in my face are starting to hurt from repeating myself. Like, we want him to fight Crawford, then Boots.
But they just don't. Errol Spence fans just don't like you. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
They're not listening to none of you saying. If you mention his name, it's automatically presumed to be a hateful comment, even if it is a compliment.
Mm. So then that means they're just all sensitive, not just the fighter.
At this point.
Emotional.
At this point, I might say yes.
Who we got next?
Hello, ladies.
Anybody that told me, you know, I've been a player, whether it was in Alabama, Ohio, or anywhere around the globe.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
I've been smashing Telly Swift, man. I didn't have to become a millionaire to get that caliber of woman.
One of the people's choices, one of the fan favorites, the guy that can galvanize this crowd such as myself.
He's too ugly to be the world champ. The world champ should be pretty like me.
The AJ of trucking. Yep, Brandon and Cincinnati.
Brandon, you got to accept. TBV people's champ. Oh, you didn't send the invite. There we go.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yo.
You good?
We hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Or not.
He disappeared.
Disappearation.
James Payne?
Yes, Mr. Payne in Tennessee.
Can y'all hear me?
James Payne is my name, partner, how about you? Standing on my property and I'm gonna see about you. If I come out on my porch, I see you chilling in your wheel. Boy, I hope you know somebody, better be waiting on the bitch. James Payne, baby, see me pissing on the post. If we're playing basketball, you might see me in the post.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing tonight?
All right.
So what's up, man? I know it's been a long day, long weekend for y'all, so I try not to hold y'all too long, man. First, I'm going to start out by sending my own personal Giants pain. Congratulations to Angry Charlo. Congratulations on getting your undisputed title, my man. I do commend him on his payoffs and undisputed because I think that it was tough as a motherfucker. He got the not unblemished. Like, we put too much emphasis on the O in this boxing shit, man. But he took a loss on his way to this shit. He took a draw on the way to this shit. But he stayed in there, stayed tough, kept fighting. He had a favorable team behind him with PBC. They kept putting him in situations to win. And he ultimately did what he needed to do and got the win. And he got all the belts to go with it. They're going to be taxing the shit out of him, but I would love to see him defend them. Because 154 is really popping right now. A lot of guys potentially coming up. And it's a lot of work right there right now, too. So I would love to see what he does. Also, kudos to Castaño because he's a fucking warrior, even in defeat, man. So, you know, I think he can bounce back and land on his feet. And also shout out to Lazy Charlo. I think he need to do something at 160 or whatever the fuck he gonna do. I don't know what he gonna do, but he's like he so busy looking at what the other brother doing. I think he need to get busy his goddamn self. So shout out to Lazy Charlo. Shout out to Angry Charlo. Shout out to TBV, man. Hey, Danny, I did look at the post fight, and I heard you ask your question, so it let me know you was in the house doing your thing on behalf of TBV. So
he didn't say
Danny.
TBV.
Shit, he didn't
he's
say
scared.
That. I heard
he's
this
scared,
shit.
He said
he would.
He said this ring walk.
Ring walk. You said what?
Nah, Nessa don't watch press conferences, bro. He wouldn't know.
Yeah, I heard you. I heard you. You said this is Danny Alvarez with the boxing voice. I heard you. So ring walk was doing that ring walk shit. I listened to the post fight. I heard you, and I was like, ah, oh, look at Danny getting them questions off in that motherfucker. So, that was up, man. I heard you. So, I mean, salute to you, champ, for doing your thing. And salute to y'all, man. Shit, that's my call. I'm going to just hang up and listen, but, man, I appreciate y'all, yo.
Appreciate it, champ.
We got Potato Chip 777 with the 499 said, isn't David and Boots in the same position, both young and looking for top names?
Mm. Are they...
Said, are they?
Are they?
Are they?
Are they?
Are they?
Who we got next?
Who is next?
Majin Bey.
Bey to the Majin.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
Not much, brother. Night, man. A great night of fights. You know, I guess I'm really good at picking these guys because my top three fighters are all undisputed. Canelo, Usyk, and now Mel. That being said, Ness, last week I was telling you that Mel was ahead of Shakur on the pound-for-pound list. You said I was crazy. I got Mel at number four on my list, just behind Bud. So
it's so funny how y'all choose. This is why I'm waiting for tomorrow because...
What do you mean you choose? It's not about choosing. I've been saying that this guy was pound-for-pound for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's there. I call in, you know, not as religiously as before, but I still call in and state what I state.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this guy is the goods. He's a great finisher.
So again, this is not what I want to do. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you be.
No. Say your piece, brother. Say your piece. Say your piece.
I'll see you Monday.
Bueno, I'm not calling in tomorrow, so. I got a busy Monday. But, yo, great show, Danny. You killed it, brother. You killed it. I thought you did a great job. Ness does not watch post-fight commentary. So.
He didn't say the boxing.
He did, bro. You got to go back and listen to it.
I heard him say
go back and
behind
listen to
the
it.
Gloves.
Hit the thumbs
man.
Up button on the video. You know, get your own ratings up. It's there. Danny did a great job. But, yo. Shout out to
he didn't
to
ask
Boots.
Earl why he ain't fighting Boots.
Wow, that's true. Danny, you fucked up. You can't be perfect, though, right? It happens.
It's my mistake, Ness. Bring it up in the meeting.
There you go.
Right,
yeah, have a good evening. Take care.
Appreciate the call, bro.
One time it was a meeting for real. That meeting,
bro, let me tell you.
Dangerous.
I got sunburn from San Diego, and this shit been pilling. And this shit, it's like a motherfucker, bro.
You was at a baseball game today, sunbathing.
Nah, I was in the shade, though.
Uh-huh, you was in the shade, though.
in a, at the baseball game.
He looked lit too, bro.
Who that?
Special feature.
What up, Louisiana? What up?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Say what?
We hear you. Conda. We don't hear
Bruh, talk,
you. You're not,
just
you're not saying
back.
That. You just saying hello.
All right, we out. Catch us on
all
the next
right.
one.
All right, CYP. Last one.
Okay, I just pause on that. Yo. Y'all hear me?
We do.
Barely.
Yeah. I just want to say everybody's pound-for-pound list is very simple. You create your own pound-for-pound list. You put it together. You push it out there, right? Everybody collects them, and we add up who's the most number ones, twos, threes. That's how pound-for-pound lists are created. They're not created from one person. So every one of you stupid fucking idiots who laughs at somebody's pound-for-pound list, you're dumb. You don't even know how the fuck they even come up with them. It kills me how dumb some of y'all are. Like, some of y'all really get hype over the dumbest shit. Tell us who your favorite fighter is. You ain't got to respect it or disrespect it, and we will add up the points. I don't think that everybody's going to get my 10 the same way as me. You should think they don't get the 10 the same way as you. But we're trying to have a collective pound-for-pound that everybody at least has to agree with, because you at least are a participant. Let's stop the immaturity a couple of times, because sometimes this shit is getting out of hand. Too much laughing, too much disrespect, people's fucking opinion about a fictional list. CYP is king. CYP is undisputed, and CYP is out. Y'all have a good night.
Sound like your voice coming back a little bit.
Well,
my man's wouldn't stop yelling at the Argentines, bro. I swear to God, I'm just looking, because TYP like 15 feet away from me. He literally in these people's faces time about 5 rounds to 2. And I'm just, bro, they for the sell out. I was waiting for, because I don't know why I thought Ness said CYP was your size. And then I seen CYP and I'm like, he liked that, but I thought I was expecting to be looking up. No, he was looking out of eye. Smart.
He's just swole.
He swole as hell. Yeah. He swole as hell.
Dual Ingram with 210 dollars. He says, CYP ain't lying. I had Castaño winning 2 rounds. We were in the same section, so he influenced you. You admitting that he influenced you. Dual Ingram right back with another $10. He said, what is the new Cash App, and how did they find out? I guess it's just because you guys were sending too many addresses, so it seems like I'm shipping something. Everybody was just
true
sending
enough,
the address.
True enough.
So that makes
Bo
sense.
Bo Mason underscore TBV on IG. That way Ness don't even have to tell me, like, the address, because he's, like, sending me the address. I'm like, who is this? Who is that?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
If you just say what you did and, like, give me your information, I'd be able to keep track of it, because I am the one who ships it out. And if you questioning the shipment, inbox me and I can send you your tracking number as well.
Let me see what you got.
There we go.
Joint. One spin for Dual Ingram. First of two.
Taylor Bell.
Actually make that only one.
Benavidez glove entry.
All right, but you get two of those, so you in there. And I think that is everyone. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Actually, sorry, I seen that shit an hour ago, let me tell you. Whenever you sent it, he said, Bo, spin that. I seen that so long ago, and it just went. This is why
it was red?
Yeah, he sent the $10 Cash App to the new Cash App at the Boxing Voice, which it should have been that for a while, which is unfortunate because now my personal one is fucking no longer available. I guess I'll change that to Nez Vet. GPO is so old.
Nesvet.
Yeah,
I like that.
I wrote it and it was available Nesvet. Then I went Nes C8, and then I was like, oh shit, we need a Boxing Voice one. So I made the Boxing Voice.
I feel it.
Yep, we're out of here. Nestor Gibbs, Instagram and Twitter. Catch me on the next one. Also on TikTok at Nestor Gibbs.
Ringwalk Danny on all social media platforms.
St. Louis Red on IG.
On IG.
Both from Bama in the streets. Both. Mason underscore TBV on IG.
All right. Peace.
Boxing Voice, we out.
Yo, wait. Fuck. We ain't even spin the wheel for this guy.
Spin the wheel.
You guys are terrible, man. I'm spinning it. I'm spinning it. And it landed on... Oh, shit. You're going to need another five if you want this Benavidez plus
two,
one glove.
Two entries into the Benavidez.
Yo, he won a hoodie, too. I don't know if we got any more back there.
My heart was standing up.
Oh, shit. You want a hat? There might not be no hats left. How many are left? How many you got to ship out?
Bro, it might be like one hat.
No, he might have got lucky on that one hat. It might be the only hat available for...